This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Live in Kannapolis, North Carolina, it's time for Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. The two sides emptying out of the dugouts, aligning along the lines, and we will let you listen in on the singing of the anthem. Woodpecker Baseball starts next, live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And Cole, right corner, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready to go for the 12th game in 12 days. It's the series conclusion between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers, live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Hi, everybody. Welcome inside the visiting radio booth at Atrium Health Ballpark. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. So glad you could join us for some Saturday night baseball. Tonight, the Woodpeckers wrap up with the Cannonballers. Two off days coming before the six-game road trip in Augusta. And today, Colin, the Woodpeckers just try and salvage a game. They've ultimately lost this series, four straight L's, but they've got one of their best on the mound tonight, Jackson Nezu.
And it's the guy who got the only victory in this series so far for Fayetteville. Nezu going five innings and striking out a career-high nine batters. The Carolina League leader in strikeouts with 88 on the year. As good of a chance as it gets for Fayetteville to try and take some momentum into next week's series against the Augusta Green Jackets. But first and foremost, they need to get their identity back at the plate. We saw it in the early stages of this series, the big outburst of 13 runs on Monday. And they played pretty well offensively in the Segra Stadium portion of the series. That hasn't really been the case, though, since the series has shifted to Atrium Health Ballpark. Try to close it out with aggressiveness, but at the same time, want to be a little bit selective as well if a guy's out there and not giving you a whole lot of strikes to throw. We saw that earlier in the series. I want to see it again in the series finale.
Well, the Woodpeckers have a chance to try and jump on a right-hander tonight. Ricardo Brizuela, who is making his single-A baseball debut, called up from the Arizona Complex League today. He's 1-2 on the season in rookie ball with a 2.33 ERA in 10 games. His first pitch crosses the plate to Yamal Encarnacion for a strike, and we are underway right on schedule. 7 o'clock p.m., our Saturday night ball game underway in Kannapolis. Cloudy skies here in K-Town, but a comfortable 85 degrees here at first pitch. Encarnacion waves through a breaking ball, and it is nothing and two quickly on the Woodpeckers' leadoff man. Encarnacion, with a day off yesterday, returns to the leadoff spot tonight and takes a fastball up high. It'll be Chase Jaworski and Neomar Ochoa, top three of the Woodpeckers' lineup card, followed by Cesar Hernandez, Alejandro Nunez, and Will Bush. Encarnacion yanks one foul into the right field on-field bullpen, and it's 1-2 still. Casarella, Victor Diaz, and Alberto Hernandez, the bottom three of Ricky Rivera's lineup card. The Woodpeckers, who again have dropped four in a row coming into tonight, find themselves 10 games back of 500 overall in the season at 35-45 and 6-8 in the second half of play. That's tied for fourth place with the Augusta Green Jackets in the Carolina League South Division. Game number 81 of the regular season tonight, and road game number 42 for the Woodpeckers. Encarnacion swings at a breaking ball and pulls a line drive out into right center field. He got a hanging pitch, takes a big turn to first, will hit the brakes and head back. He has a single to start out our ball game. So a good pitch left in the middle part of the plate at 80 miles an hour, and Encarnacion didn't miss it. He comes up with his third hit of the series and hands it over to Chase Jaworski. Also extends his big on-base streak, Colin.
Yep, longest of the season by a Woodpecker. 19 consecutive games reaching base, breaking his tie with Kenny Gomez, who set that mark largely in April.
That's good for top 10 in the league as well. Longest on-base streaks this season. 19 straight games for Encarnacion. Jaworski swings and pulls a deep fly out into right field. He gets to admire his work as it leaps the yard by plenty. Two-run home run over the right field wall. And the Woodpeckers, two batters in, have a 2-0 lead. Number four of the season for Chase Jaworski. Two-run home run as he trots around the bases, high-fives his manager at third. He got to sit back and watch his work on that fly ball.
Maybe that finger injury is the best thing to happen to Jaworski, because he has been on another level since he's gotten back after suffering that injury against the Shorebirds. And that, his first home run since the second week of May at home in that multi-home run game against Carolina.
Ochoa swings and misses at a slider off the outside corner of the zone, and it's nothing and one. So a single and a mammoth two-run home run for Chase Jaworski. Hit it 102 off the bat with an estimated distance of 376 feet for Jaworski. Nothing and two quickly on Neomar Ochoa, Woodpeckers' top home run hitter with seven on the year, 35 RBIs. He chases a breaking ball down and away. And Brizuela, after giving up his first single-A home run, picks up his first strikeout in a Cannonballers uniform. One gone for Cesar Hernandez. Let's work around the rest of the Cannonballers defense tonight.
Yeah, third baseman Arcy Hernandez just chucked the ball in for Brizuela, his first career strikeout. Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop. Riku Nishida is at second. Mikey Kane, the first baseman, rounds out the infield.
First pitch down and in on Hernandez.
Drake Logan out in left field. Albertson Asian is the center fielder. George Wolko back in right. Rony Hernandez doing the catching.
Cesar Hernandez, cleanup hitter today for the Woodpeckers, playing defensively out in left field. Lefty with the high black socks today. Woodpeckers are in the gray uniforms. Swings and lines it up the middle, out into center field. It's good for a single. And three Woodpeckers have come up with a hit. Four batters in against Brizuela. So jumping all over the right-hander in his debut, a rude greeting to the Carolina League. And Cesar Hernandez comes up with his third hit of the series.
It's worth mentioning for Brizuela, three walks in 27 innings in the Arizona Complex League. Problem is, you can't go after guys like you did down there in rookie ball, and I think he's learning that the hard way.
Fayetteville taking an aggressive approach, swinging early in the count. Here's Nunez taking a first pitch strike, however, on a slider. And it's 0-1 on Alejandro Nunez. He's had a pretty solid week at the plate, 5 for 14 with 4 runs scored. He's also walked a couple of times. Here's the set by Brizuela and the pitch. Runner's going. It's down and inside, and Rony Hernandez can't get a throw off. Hernandez, Cesar, that is, dives into second base safely with a stolen bag. The Woodpeckers get a man in scoring position for Nunez, now in a one ball, one strike count. Black batting helmets today for the Woodpeckers, the gray uniforms with Fayetteville in black outlined in red on the front, black numeral outlined in red on the back with black belts, gray pants, pinstripe in black down the side of the leg, and high black socks for Alejandro Nunez. Breaking ball misses up and away, and it's 2-1 on the Woodpeckers' DH. Cesar Hernandez on that stolen base comes up with number 18 of his season in 22 tries. He's been tough to cut down on the bases this year. Nunez now with a pop fly out into shallow left field. Arcy Hernandez drifting back from third. He can't find it. It lands off to his right. Cesar Hernandez had to stay patient over at second. He will not advance. And Arcy Hernandez got all sorts of twisted up. Drake Logan tried to come flying in from right field, but it was too long of a run for him from left field, pardon me. And it'll ultimately be ruled a single as Alejandro Nunez makes it on. And for the first five batters, the Woodpeckers have come up with 4 hits and will already have a meeting on the mound with the Kannapolis pitching coach, Blake Hickman.
Woodpeckers had 5 hits total in yesterday's ball game. Of course, that went a little bit of luck involved, hit high in the air and really difficult play for both the third baseman Hernandez and the shortstop Sanchez. I feel like Wilbur Sanchez got to come over and make that play. I think they were shaded on the pole side, might have had something to do with it, but yeah, certainly not the debut that Brizuela had envisioned. And right now, if you're the Woodpeckers, yeah, 2 runs already in is nice, but you want to bust this game open early, put the pressure on the Kannapolis offense.
A 2-0 lead already on the 2-run home run from Chase Jaworski, and now 2 Woodpeckers on with 1 out for Will Bush. Bush stands into the left side and has a chance to really hang a crooked number in this first inning. First pitch to Bush, and it's a slider out across the plate for a strike, nothing and one. Brizuela is a 21-year-old who signed a free agent contract with the White Sox in May of 2022. Here's the pitch, and Bush swings, hits a high drive. This is deep into center field. Acien gets back. He looks up, and it's off the base of the wall. Hernandez delays his run. He's getting waved around third. Cutoff throw will hold out in shallow center. Hernandez scores, and Will Bush with a long single. He'll end up holding at first base. It's 3-0. Alejandro Nunez makes it down to third base, and Fayetteville is bashing the ball right now against Brizuela.
I feel bad for Will Bush. He probably should have gotten extra bases out of it. There's a little bit of a log jam. It's a tough ball to gauge with a deep center field, Atrium Health Ballpark, but it hit pretty high off that center field fence. All it needed, one inning to match the hit total yesterday, and Woodpeckers aren't done. You got Cassarella coming up, and these guys look hungry.
Yeah, what a roll. The Woodpeckers have been waiting around in the clubhouse for hours today. They were asked to get out of the hotel rooms at about 10:30 a.m., for a 7 p.m. game, the rare series conclusion on a Saturday. So they've been hanging around in the clubhouse. I talked to the team dietitian, Olivia Serafini, before the game. She said some of these guys are just snacking and eating out of boredom right now. So they're fueled up and they're ready to go. Curveball misses down and outside to Cassarella, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. You play some cards, you do what you can, but the Woodpeckers have been itching to get out there and play some baseball today. What a start to this ball game. 3-0. With the Kannapolis middle infield at double play depth. Cassarella in a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it off the end of the bat. Goes to 2-1.
It's got to feel especially good, too, when you got that 3-run lead. Still not done yet in this first inning. You got 35 waiting in the dugout to take the mound. Jackson Nezu, ideal situation.
Nunez at third. Bush down at first. 2-run home run and an RBI single making up the inning. Cassarella swings at a breaking ball and fouls it back into the screen. Cassarella on the year is batting 226. He had a really good month of June where he batted 288. 43 games on the season, 11 doubles, no home runs, and 22 RBIs. A good chance to add on to that here. The 2-2 pitch. Swings at a high one and pulls a line drive out into left field. It drops down in front of Drake Logan. Nunez struts home, and the beat goes on for the Woodpeckers lineup. 4-0 Fayetteville from the start. Cassarella comes up with a fourth straight Fayetteville hit and the sixth of this first inning. First and second now the runners for Victor Diaz, the eighth hitter of the inning.
With Hickman already going to the mound, I think now Kannapolis has to really start considering getting that bullpen going. You certainly don't want a debut for Ricardo Brizuela to go so far off the rails that it damages a guy's confidence.
Brizuela has been pounded here in this first inning. Now a double steal. Slider missed to the outside, and Diaz chased after it, but Bush gets down to third, and Cassarella is in to second. So now a dose of base running to go along with the six hits. Cassarella picks up his second of the week against the Ballers. Fayetteville has the infield, Kannapolis has the infield playing shallow as Diaz reaches out across the plate, swings and misses at strike two. There's already a little bit of stretching going on in the Kannapolis dugout. They have all their relievers hanging the dugout, but here come a couple of guys up the steps, and the bullpen will activate in this first inning. 0-2, and Diaz fans on an outside breaking ball. He got three straight pitches to the outside, and he couldn't lay off a single one. So he strikes out. Brizuela has picked up both outs in this inning by way of the strikeout, but now faces the ninth hitter. Everybody getting a crack at the debuting starter. It's Alberto Hernandez, who supplied the only two runs yesterday in the 10-2 defeat on his first home run of the season, a two-run shot out to left. First pitch to Hernandez, called a strike, a 90-mile-per-hour fastball over the outside part of the zone. It's nothing and one. So Alberto tallied up his first big fly last night. It was a line drive type of home run that got onto the berm quick. Here's a pitch that gets through Ronnie Hernandez. It's going to the backstop. Will Bush hustles home on a wild pitch and scores. 5-0 Fayetteville.
Well, makes the job a little easier for Hernandez. Not that there was a whole lot of pressure on with four runs already in, but pitch just snuck away from Ronnie Hernandez. Now this has been a disaster for Brizuela.
A lefty is starting to warm out there in the Kannapolis bullpen. Five runs on six hits, and now a wild pitch. Pitch to Hernandez. Swings and misses at a slider just off the outside edge.
And Chappie, that left-hander is Pat Maybach, a guy who was added to the roster yesterday, so this would be his debut as well.
Brizuela fires, and a ground ball hit out towards the hole at short. Sanchez Fields throws a bouncer to first. It won't get there in time. Alberto Hernandez legs it out. He'll have an RBI infield single. All nine have stepped to the plate. Seven of them have come away with hits, and another run comes home in Cassarella. 6-0 Woodpeckers in the top of the first inning.
How good does this have to feel right now in that dugout? You know, you drop four in a row after winning the opener, just trying to find something that works offensively, and they have broken through the dam in this first inning.
Here's the switch hitter, Yamal Encarnacion, for the second time in the inning. A check swing on a low breaking ball. And he went too far, says our base umpire Frank Jones. Jared Neal is behind the plate. The two-man umpiring crew with us all week in Fayetteville and here in Kannapolis in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. Now the 0-1. Yamal swings, grounds one out to second base. It's knocked down with the chest by Nishida. Scoops it, throws to first, and gets Encarnacion by a step to end a long inning. 10 Woodpeckers step to the plate. Six come around to score on seven total hits, and one man left on. No errors in the inning. All earned against Brizuela in a troubling debut. We head to the bottom of the first. All Woodpeckers a half inning in. 6-0 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. Well, Jackson Nezu could not dream up a better way to start an evening in Kannapolis. 6-run score in the top of the first, and he has a 6-0 lead before throwing a pitch tonight. Here does come his first pitch to Riku Nishita. It's skipped off of the mound. Play behind second by Jaworski. Running throw to first is in and out of Diaz's glove. Nishita all hustle with a head first dive into first base. Comes away with what will likely be a single to get the game started. And if indeed it is, Nishita will have his 12th hit of the series. They do flash a hit on the board. And Riku Nishita is on to start the game. He had a 5-hit day yesterday, so keeps on rolling from last night. Has been a pest at the top of the lineup for Woodpecker pitching all week. But good news is Nezu has the big advantage. Here is Mikey Kane. Kane followed by Caden Connor, top three of Pat Leland's lineup card. Here's the pitch. It's called strike right at the bottom of the zone. Nothing and one on Mikey Kane. Arxie Hernandez and Rony Hernandez are the 4-5. George Wolko, the talented lefty, is sixth. Albertson, Acien, Drake Logan, and Wilbur Sanchez, the 7-9. Here's a pitch down and outside. Kicks off to the right of Bush. And Nishita will hustle down to second base on the wild pitch. Kannapolis comes in 48-32 overall. They won the first half title in the South Division, so they are cemented into a playoff spot come middle of September. They did jump a game above the Woodpeckers in the second half standings with their win last night, 7-7, a .500 start over the first 14 of the second half. 1-1 on Kane. Here's the pitch. Swings late on a high fastball at 93. And it's 1-2 on Kane. Jackson Nezu, he has been one of the Woodpeckers' best over the last month. He comes in with a team-high 6 wins, 6-4 record, and a 4.14 ERA. Kane swings, grounds one to the right side, and it's out into shallow right field. They stop Nishita at third. Ochoa comes up firing to the infield. And back-to-back singles for the Ballers have them in business. Runners at the corners. And nobody out for Caden Connor as Connor stands in the left side. Let's work around the Fayetteville defense tonight, Colin.
Yep, Ochoa out in right field. Yumel Encarnacion in center. Cesar Hernandez in left. Xavier Cassarello, third baseman. Chase Jaworski at short. Alberto Hernandez at second. Victor Diaz at first. And Bush doing the catching for Nezu.
Connor, the Carolina League's top hitter, is into the left side, ready to go. And the first pitch from Nezu is a curve that he cuts over the top of. 71 2/3 innings for Jackson Nezu in game number 17 tonight, his 10th start in a Fayetteville uniform, and he leads the Carolina League with 88 strikeouts, 31 walks to comparison, 33 earned runs and 7 home runs given up over those 71 2/3. Fastball looked a little bit low, but called the strike on Connor, and it's quickly nothing and two. That pitch was slightly below the zone, according to our stadium track man, and Connor will call for time and step back in. Connor on the season has over a .300 batting average, .305, 4 home runs, and 55 driven in. Nobody out in the bottom of the first, and the Ballers have him at the corners. Nishita at third, Kane at first. Here comes the pitch, and it dives low and inside. Nezu went with a curveball. Jackson Thomas Nezu, the 22-year-old, drafted in the 14th round out of the Louisiana Lafayette program, and originally started his college career at Florida State. 1-2. Here it comes to Connor. He swings and misses. Strike three on a challenge fastball. Upper part of the zone at 92 miles an hour, and Connor is the first strikeout of the night for Nezu. First out of this first inning. Brings up cleanup hitter Arcy Hernandez.
See Nezu stay focused. Gave up a couple of softly hit singles to begin his day, but went after arguably the toughest guy to get out in the Carolina League and blew him away.
Middle infield to double play depth, pinching towards the bag. And a first pitch curve lands on the outside corner to Hernandez. It's nothing and one. Woodpeckers with a 2-9 record this season against Kannapolis. Their struggles continue in this ballpark. Just 1-7 inside of Atrium Health Ballpark. Fly ball hit softly. Right field line. Ochoa comes in, sprints forward, makes the catch at his shoulders. He bobbles the transfer, fires to the plate, and Nishida slides in safely. A bobble on the transfer cost the Woodpeckers a run. That fly was well too shallow to tag up on, but the second that Ochoa bobbled the transfer, Nishida read it, scampered to the plate, and it's 6-1.
So that'll be an error, I believe, on Ochoa because of the transfer, and don't think Hernandez gets credit with an RBI there. And those are mistakes that certainly hurt, but once you score six runs in the top of the first inning and you still get an out on the play, you can forgive Ochoa for that one, especially with the plays he has made in right field throughout the season.
Yeah, so you have the insurance. Five-run advantage in this bottom of the first, and it's now the lefty Hernandez. That would be Rony Hernandez, and he pulls a line drive up along the right field side. It's fair, and it's rolling all the way into the corner. Ochoa was shifted towards the gap. He throws his hands up in the air. It's stuck under the padding, and they will say the runner has to stop at third. Well, not a bad idea for Ochoa. He threw his hands up in the air to kill the play, but I'm not 100% sure that ball was actually lodged. He came up with it pretty quickly after he threw his hands in the air, and Pat Leland is going out to argue that maybe that ball wasn't out of the range of play.
Nothing he can do about it now. They already called it dead, and not only does Hernandez stay at second, that's also going to force Mikey Kane to be held up at third.
Right, it saves a run.
Yeah. Heads-up play, you throw your hands up, see what happens, and the umpiring crew felt that Ochoa was going to have trouble getting to that. But, yeah, that's a killer for Kannapolis. I mean, you still have Wolko coming to the plate, but would have really been at least one run. And, you're talking about a big inning.
Ochoa throws his arms up, and then ultimately it's the base umpire's decision whether or not to rule the play dead, because the home plate umpire, Jared Neal, he doesn't have a good vantage point of that right field side where that ball was, but Frank Jones behind the mound, he was able to see exactly where the baseball was. Wolko now with runners at second and third, two outs. The 1-0 pitch misses low and inside. That's two balls and no strikes on the former seventh round pick and 18-year-old lefty George Wolko. It's not often that you strike out a guy nine times in a series, but at the same time, you can say that he's had the Woodpeckers number this week. 2-0 pitch out in front of the plate, blocked by Bush. And Wolko ahead, three balls and no strikes, empty base down at first. And if you work around him here, potential walk and load the bases. But when Wolko has not been striking out, he's been bashing the ball. Eight hits elsewhere, two home runs, a double, a triple, and four singles. The motion in the 3-0 from Nezu. A fastball lined foul up into the netting above the Woodpeckers' third base dugout. Three balls and a strike. And Wolko's singles have been timely. He's been great situational this week and has driven in seven runs across the first five games of the set. Swings and hits one well here, out into right center field. Long run over for Encarnacion. He won't get there. It's rolling all the way to the base of the wall. Kane scores from third. Rony Hernandez right behind him. Wolko slides into third. He has a two-run triple. And the Cannonballers have a three-run inning of their own. They've cut the Woodpecker lead in half and gotten the best of Jackson Nezu.
Tell you something right now, Chappie. This guy's not just a top five prospect in the White Sox system. He might be a top five prospect in all of baseball.
Holy
smokes.
The way
he's been swinging the bat since he's gotten to single A. I know the strikeouts have been a concern. They have been in this series, but it doesn't matter when you're hitting 500 regardless. Every ball in play finds the gap. And that's just pure power, 60 grade power. I'd argue it's almost 70 with what we've seen this week. And this is why you can't quite rule out Kanapolis even after surrendering six runs in the top of the first inning. Their lineup is as loaded as it gets across all of single A.
Now the Woodpeckers have a meeting on the mound. Not a good night to be a starting pitcher in Kanapolis, North Carolina. Six runs surrendered by Brizuela, three earned given up by Nezu. And for George Wolko, it is hit number nine of his series, triple number two, and RBIs 8 and 9. This kid is probably going to be the Carolina League Player of the Week if his leadoff hitting teammate Riku Nishida doesn't steal the hardware from him. Albertson Acien takes a fastball for strike one. I think you probably end up giving it to Wolko just because he has slugged more and he's driven in significantly more runs than Riku Nishida. Although Nishida does have three more hits in the series, so those two will have to perhaps resolve it in the clubhouse after tonight's game. Albertson Acien in an 0-2 count. Kanapolis has sent seven men to the plate in this bottom of the first and scored three times on four hits, two singles, a double, and a triple. Acien, a .244 hitter with four home runs, 30 RBIs, swings and misses at a high fastball, and Kanapolis is out of their inning. Runner left at third. Jackson Nezu gives up three, and we head to the second. Already nine runs in this game. Offense aplenty. We go to the second on the Woodpeckers Radio Network, 6-3 Woodpeckers.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We are into the second inning in Kanapolis after a marathon start. Six runs for the Woodpeckers, three for the Cannonballers, and Chase Jaworski, who contributed a two-run home run in the first inning, he gets this Fayetteville second going from the two spot against the right-hander Ricardo Brizuela. Kanapolis does roll their starter back out there after he was pummeled for six runs, all earned on seven hits, and a debut has gone south for Brizuela. Jaworski swings the pitch and pops it foul quickly behind, nothing and two. Ochoa will get another crack at Brizuela in this inning, and also Cesar Hernandez, the 2-3 and 4 hitters. The motion and the 0-2. Jaworski strikes out. A slider on the outside part of the plate gets him. And battle won by Brizuela this time around. It's the redemption after the two-run home run surrendered to Jaworski in the first AB. Now it's Ochoa with one out, bases empty. You know, Brizuela was riding a wave on his way to Kanapolis after five one-hit innings and scoreless innings at that in his final Arizona League Arizona Complex League game. He shut out the ACL Reds for five innings. Didn't issue a walk. He struck out five over that performance. Got the call up. But comes crashing back down to earth here tonight in his single-A debut. Nothing in two. He gets ahead of Ochoa. So making some corrections here. Second time through the lineup. And Brizuela getting ahead, trying to pick up quick outs. The pitch. It misses outside. Ochoa lays off. Nomar struck out in his first at bat. He's 0 for 1, 7 for 21 in this series with a home run and six RBIs. Infield, outfield play straight up against the righty Ochoa. And here comes the 1-2. He swings and pulls a fly out in a straightaway left. Drake Logan sizes it up and makes the catch at the chest for out number two. Two quick outs for Brizuela. Here comes Cesar Hernandez.
And here's the thing, Chappie. This hasn't been the debut that Brizuela is looking for in single A. You know who else had a really bad debut in single A? It was Ethan Pecco last year. You remember how much he struggled. Came back in 2024 and was one of the most dominant pitchers in the Carolina League before getting promoted to high A. So certainly not something that you can write a guy off on.
Now this sport, one game, one outing, certainly does not define you. Young 21-year-old prospect in Brizuela trying to adjust from here. Has two quick outs in the second, and Hernandez swings over the top of a changeup. Quickly has Cesar nothing in two.
Talk about those adjustments. Looks like a completely different pitcher in this second inning.
It really does. Maybe just had a quick chat with his pitching coach or manager. Obviously, they have the trust to send him back out there for the second inning, and I think you appreciate that as a young pitcher in your debut. 0-2. Hernandez pulls a ground ball right side. Nishida ranging over, dives and can't get it. It squeaks out into right field, and Cesar Hernandez is out to a two-hit day already in two innings. Pair of singles. He was active on the bases last time around, stealing second. See how aggressive Ricky wants to be with him here is Alejandro Nunez, another lefty stands in.
Looking back through what we've seen this series, since the Tuesday game in Fayetteville, Cesar Hernandez has not struck out. He has really cut down on those swings and misses over the last several games.
Yeah, able to pick up a hit in a two-strike count. Two for two day. Here's Nunez trying to stretch the inning. And on the first pitch, he flies it out into a pretty deep center field. Acien falling back, still going back to the rim of the warning track. He reaches up at his shoulder and makes the grab. He comes up firing quickly, but the inning's over. That was out number three, and the Woodpeckers strand a runner. So they go scoreless. Brizuela has a bounce back, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. 6-3, the Woodpeckers out in front from Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sacred Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Woodpeckers go scoreless in the top of the second, and Jackson Nezu will also try and right the ship here in the home half as the first pitch is golfed on a fly out into the right center field gap. Yamal Encarnacion sprinting over into the alley and making the grab. shoulder-to-shoulder with Ochoa on that play, and Drake Logan flies out on the first pitch he sees. Brizuela gave up six earned. He bounced back with a scoreless second. Nezu gave up three earned in the first, and he'll hope to do the same. Here's the nine-hitter Wilbur Sanchez, one out, bases empty. Sanchez, the shortstop, has had a quiet week at the plate, 2-for-16 with eight strikeouts, but he has found a way to drive in four on his two hits. First pitch misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes on the righty. 228 hitter with four home runs and 24 RBIs on the season. Next pitch is down in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes on Wilbur Sanchez. Pops this pitch up and out of play. Sanchez playing in game number 45 of his season with the Ballers, but the longest tenured member of the franchise going back to the 2021 season when he first suited up with Kannapolis. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and he swings at a high fastball to even the count 2-2. Next game for him will be number 270. Go back any further, and at that point you're wearing a Kannapolis Intimidators uniform.
To his credit, this has been a pretty solid series for him. Just what you want, really, out of your nine hitters. Been driving in runs when he's come up in those opportunities.
Yeah, he's had a couple of two-run singles as he goes up top, swings at a fastball, and strikes out. Third punch out for Jackson Nezu. He's now retired three in a row since giving up that two-run triple in the first to George Wolko. Through the lineup one time, and here comes the menacing Riku Nishida for a second time. He came up with a single on the infield first time around, 12th hit of the week in 26 at-bats. 10 of those are singles. He also has a double and a triple. First pitch, and Nishida takes a breaking ball for strike one. Nishida's average has creeped up to near 300. It's hard to believe with the type of ball player he is that he was actually hitting in the 270s coming into this series. He's all the way up to 296 now. The pitch. And he sprays a foul ball off to the left out of play.
And between, the great thing about baseball is you got a guy like Riku Nishida at his height, one of the smaller guys in the league, just 5'6". You got a guy in George Wolko at 6'7", doing what he's done this week. It just goes to show you, doesn't matter about the size, the talent is what wins out in the end. Those two are like, might be a little bit too old school reference. Mutt and Jeff. It was an old comic strip back in the day with the one little guy and the tall guy.
That's right. That's right. Ball sprayed off to the left and out of play again. Nothing in two. Still on Nishida. I think to the photograph from a couple of seasons back when Aaron Judge first got into the league. It was him on second base standing next to Jose Altuve. Great thing about this sport. All shapes and sizes. Types of swings. Nishida steps up in the box, a shuffle, and takes the pitch outside. It is 1-2 on Riku, the Japanese-born lefty who played his college baseball in the States at the University of Oregon. Last fastball registering at 96 miles an hour for Nezu, one of his quickest of the night. Into the motion, his 1-2. Nishida shoots a line drive out towards the left field bullpen foul. Keeps the count where it's at.
That velo's been climbing as the year's gone on for Nezu. I remember back in April, felt like he was topping out around 91, 92, but starting to let that fastball loose as we get into the summer months.
Nishida in a two-strike battle, another 1-2. Strikes him out swinging a breaking ball. And just the third time that the Woodpeckers have managed to strike out Nishida this week. We head to the third. Both starters recalibrate and put up scoreless frames. 6-3 Woodpeckers. Third inning next on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Santa's coming.
Santa's coming to town early as the Woodpeckers ring in the holiday with Christmas in July. Don't miss it Friday, July 19th at Segra Stadium. Beat the heat with a cool winter-themed ball game. And we're helping you dress for the season. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive an ugly Christmas sweater-themed jersey presented by the Salvation Army.
Merry Christmas.
Then stick around for a fireworks show after the game, presented by Q98 FM. It's Christmas in July, Friday, July 19th at Segra Stadium. For tickets and more details, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Top of the third inning, 9 combined runs, 12 combined hits already in this game. Most of that done in the first inning. Woodpeckers out in front by 3. They'll look to add on with Will Bush at the plate against Brizuela for his third inning. And now to take over on the play-by-play, here's Colin.
Thank you so much, Chappie, as the Woodpeckers wrap up their 12th game in 12 days. Breaking ball in there for a strike on Bush, who hit one a long ways his first time around off the center field wall. Only ended up with a single. Did bring home a run. Bush takes fastball at 90 miles an hour low from Brizuela. 6 runs on 8 hits already for the Woodpeckers. 7 of them came in that first inning. Changeup fades outside. Brizuela's been going to that changeup a lot with that down and away movement to lefties. 2-1, skipped in the dirt. Despite all the hits he's given up, has not issued a walk to this point. Been able to rebound his pitch count at 46 here in the third. 3-1, and Bush takes backdoor breaking ball a little bit high for ball 4. Leadoff man aboard in the third inning for the Woodpeckers, and Bush draws the first base on balls for Fayetteville on this Saturday night. Brings up Xavier Cassarella, ripped a single into left field his first time around, scored a run. Drove in his 23rd run of the season. Brizuela's first pitch, and Cassarella taps it foul. Some clouds moving in. There is significant rain in the area, but it is, as of now, south of Kannapolis. The greater Charlotte area. Hopefully it stays that way. 5 innings necessary to call it an official game. 0-1, good take from Cassarella, misses high.
Yeah, so you just got to keep it where it's at.
At
least 5.
I don't believe the Woodpeckers have had a rain-shortened affair yet this season.
No, we've been in a little stretch of luck.
Cassarella swings at the 1-1 and yanks it foul outside of third. They are unable to get through 5 innings. They would suspend play and finish it the next time these two teams play. That'll be in August, middle of the month, about 6 weeks from now at Segra Stadium. The 1-2 from Brizuela. Cassarella lunges and hits it pretty well out towards left field. Logan into the corner, makes the catch for the first out. No advance from Will Bush. It was a lunging swing from Xavier Cassarella. He's out in front of it, but the wind has been carrying the ball quite a bit. Seen a lot of fly balls chase outfielders back, and of course, the one home run so far from Chase Jaworski. One out for Victor Diaz, who's overmatched by Brizuela first time around. Struck out, one of 3 punch outs for the debuting Venezuelan. And Diaz, chopper up the middle. Riku Nishida steps on the bag for 1. Throw to first. It's a 4-3 double play. And the inning quickly comes to a close. So Bush draws a leadoff walk, but Ricardo Brizuela ends up facing the minimum thanks to the twin killing. We go bottom 3. Fayetteville 6, Kannapolis 3 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Mikey Kane stepping in to lead things off here in the third inning, bottom of the third at Atrium Health Ballpark. Fayetteville still on top, 6-3. Jackson Nezu back on the mound after a scoreless second inning, and Kane takes strike one, the bottom of the zone. Nezu gave up a trio of runs in the first, but responded with a 1-2-3 bottom of the second. 0-1 to Kane, breaking ball a little bit outside. Kane singled through the right side his first time up, came in to score. The 1-1 fastball called strike two. Got another healthy-looking fastball at 94 from Jackson Nezu. And he's been pumping the strike zone so far. 35 pitches, 26 of them for strikes. Kane, the former Oregon State Beaver, awaits the pitch and takes it down and outside. Nezu, in June, became the first Woodpeckers pitcher to record back-to-back quality starts in almost 5 years. Kane squares one up, hits it out to right field. Ochoa has to backtrack, but he makes the catch as that ball came in on a line for the first out. Struck by Kane, but he heads back to the dugout. One away for Caden Connor. Nezu, first pitcher to accomplish that feat in the Woodpeckers uniform since Sean Dubin back in August and September of 2019. It was pre-pandemic, and Dubin is now with the big league club, made a start yesterday. Goes to show you just how long it's been. First pitch to Connor, skipped in the dirt. Dubin got the start in a game in which the Astros won by a final score of 13-12 in Minnesota. 1-0, Connor jammed, pops it up. Behind second base, the shortstop Jaworski waits for it to come down, makes the one-handed catch for the second out. So Marcy Hernandez will bat with the bases empty, two away. But Houston, not as fortunate today. They have already completed their ball game at Target Field. Final score, the Twins take it 9-3. Rough start for Hunter Brown on the mound. Ends up suffering the loss. First pitch to Arcee. Fastball in there for a strike. Good news out of yesterday's game. Manager Joe Espada saying Jose Altuve day-to-day after taking a pitch inside off the hand. Hernandez late on the fastball. Ball's behind 0-2. Also an update on Kyle Tucker, who's starting to make progress in his recovery. Hopefully back in the Astros lineup sooner rather than later. Nezu looking to retire seven straight. The 0-2, Hernandez fouls it back. Astros still very much in the AL West hunt. End of the day, just two back of Seattle. Hernandez 0-for-1 with a flyout to right, and he checks his swing, went around for strike three. Bush picks it up, has to throw to first. He does to complete the strikeout, the fifth for Jackson Nezu, and it's back-to-back scoreless innings for the former Ragin' Cajun. We go to the fourth. Fayetteville still leads 6-3 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
DJ Manny, fresh, 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 fresh. Yeah, fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ.
Third of the way through this Saturday night series finale between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. Fayetteville leads 6-3. Ricardo Brizuela, who gave up six runs in the first inning for Kannapolis, has hung in there. After back-to-back scoreless innings, he's back out there for the fourth. Alberto Hernandez, the nine-hitter, takes strike one on the outside part of the plate, a fastball at 90 miles an hour. It's been a fun trip to Kannapolis for Hernandez so far. Breaking ball outside. He's driven in a run in all three games. And he is the only Woodpecker this year to drive in a run in three straight games multiple times. Takes a slider a little bit high. It is 2-1. No one's done it four straight games, so that'll be something to watch out for in Tuesday's series opener down in North Augusta, South Carolina. Hernandez jammed, pops it up foul, straight back and out of play. And that average has climbed, quickly approaching 200. But there's been a noticeable uptick in the contact that Hernandez has been making over the last couple of weeks. And it's starting to show in results. 2-2, left outside for ball three. Top of the order waiting on deck in Yamal Encarnacion, and then it's Chase Jaworski. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch from Brizuela is struck pretty well out towards left, but Drake Logan playing deep has to take a step in and makes a catch for the first out. One gone for Yamal. Reached on a single to begin the ball game and then batted for a second time to end that top of the first inning. Grounded out to second. Average up to 250 now on the year for Encarnacion. Reached base in 19 straight games now. We'll take the first pitch down in the dirt. He was having a really strong opening stretch of the season. Was then called up to High A Asheville. He taps that one foul. It feels like that promotion, once he was returned to single A, really allowed him to flourish as a player, because since he's come back to Fayetteville, he has been arguably the most consistent guy in the lineup. It's a ground ball to first. Kane well off the bag, covering the first base is Brizuela coming over, and he did make the play. Good job fielding his position. Kane daps him up on the way back, and Encarnacion retired for the second out, a 3-1 putout.
You love his hustle, the head first dive into first base. Him and Riku Nishida, in some sense, are similar players. You have the switch hitting element with Encarnacion. But kind of an awkward flip, just made it over to first in time.
First pitch to Chase is a tapper past the mound. Lunging over is Brizuela to make the play, and he underhands it to Kane this time. So that duo hook up with two nice defensive plays, and the Woodpeckers go down in order in the top of the fourth. 3.5 in the books. Still a 6-3 lead for the Peckers. We'll be back in a moment on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Bottom of the fourth in K-Town. 6-3 Woodpeckers lead Kannapolis. Jackson Nezu. First pitch is hit well out to left field by Rony Hernandez, having to come in late. Cesar Hernandez did not get a good read on it. It drops in for a single. Hernandez just didn't see that ball, I think, up in the clouds. And once it came down, it fell about 3 feet in front. And Rony Hernandez, on what probably should have been a routine flyout, is aboard to begin the fourth.
Yeah, sunlight's disappearing, but it's still bright enough out on the diamond to track a baseball. That was just a poor read and multiple steps too far deep. Took him out of that route trying to come in.
Runner on for George Wilco. He takes strike one on the inside corner. Wilco, two-run triple his last time up. And really the best thing you can do as a pitcher right now against Wilco, don't let him put it in play. Easier said than done, of course. Nezu's 0-1. Fastball a little bit in. It's gotten to a point now for Chicago White Sox fans that every at-bat that Wilco's taken here in single A has been appointment viewing. They really like the potential of this kid. Hits one on the ground, foul outside of first. Still just barely inside the top 30 per pipeline, but that list will get a much-needed update within the next month, and I'm sure he'll climb into the top five at least. 1-2, sprays it foul to the left. As it stands, Colson Montgomery, the number one prospect in the White Sox system, saw him back in 2022 in Kannapolis. Noah Schultz, another guy from that 22 team. Highest pitching prospect, the second-rated prospect in the White Sox system. 1-2, and Wilco deep to right. Are you kidding me?
Man.
No question about it, we have a one-run game, a two-run shot for Wilco. This is getting absurd.
18 years old. Remember the name now. I know we have mostly Woodpeckers fans, maybe some Astros prospect fans tuning in our broadcast, but boy, remember the name George Wilco. Very early stages of his pro career, but this 18-year-old has been absolutely crushing baseball. It's one of the best approaches that I've seen for a kid his age in pro baseball. Incredible stuff.
Loss of words at this point for the two broadcasters on the visiting side. A fastball misses to Asian. A two-run triple and a two-run home run off the Carolina League leader in strikeouts. All you need to know. Pitch is a called strike on Asian. So the Woodpeckers, who took a 6-0 lead in the top of the first inning, have now conceded 5 unanswered runs to Kannapolis, 4 of them driven in by the 18-year-old Wilco. Asian struck out his first time up against Nezu. And fastball at 95 below the zone. And Nezu did get the win on Monday, but he got hit pretty hard in that game as well by the Cannonballers. Gave up 5 runs, 3 of them earned over 5 innings. Gets a swing and a miss. 2-2 now on Asian. And Wilco took him deep in that game as well. So he's homered off Nezu twice. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch is fouled back.
It was a mistake pitch by Nezu. We should, you know, recognize that. It was a curveball, left fat right in the middle of the zone. But still, it's your ability to be able to capitalize that. That's what hitting's all about at this level, at the big league level. You might get one mistake pitch in at bat, if that, and can you do damage on it? And Wilco has been able to consistently do that.
Pitch to Sean, and he stays alive yet again with a foul ball. 55 pitches now for Jackson Nezu. So he's not really nearing his limit. The hope is that he gets through 5 for Ricky Rivera, but this game has changed dramatically. A pop-up, this will stay on the infield. Someone's got to call it. Third baseman Cassarella does, and he makes the catch halfway between third and home for the first out of the inning. One away for Drake Logan. Flyout victim his first time up against Nezu. Woodpeckers trying to pick up just their second win of the season at Atrium Health Ballpark. Through 8 games, they've lost 7 here in Kannapolis. Logan fouls it straight back. Looking around the Carolina League, and the weather in the area certainly impacting play up and down the Carolinas and up into Virginia, but several games well underway. Nezu's 0-1, check swing. Logan went around. Got a delay in Zebulon, the Carolina Mudcats, in the bottom of the first inning. They trail down east 1-0. So they're in a holding pattern at Five County Stadium. No score in the fourth between Fredericksburg and Delmarva up in Salisbury, Maryland. Overthrown fastball from Nezu. It is 1-2. Have a delay as well in Augusta. The Green Jackets jumped out to a 6-0 lead in the top of the fourth on the Columbia Fireflies. 1-2, down and away. Top of the sixth inning in Lynchburg, Virginia. Bank of the River James Stadium, 3-2 Salem leads the Hillcats in that series finale. Nezu's 2-2, curveball and a half-hearted swing. He gets Logan to go around. Strikeout number 6 now for Nezu. Gives him 94 on the season and a good response after the two-run shot from Wilco. Brings up the 9-hitter Wilbur Sanchez with 2 down. He struck out his first time around. Bottom of the sixth, the Charleston River Dogs, who are tied for first in the South Division, lead 9-3 over the last place Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Charleston, in fact, going for the six-game sweep on Myrtle, who is staring at their eighth straight loss. Streak started when the Woodpeckers came from behind and won in 10 innings against Myrtle Beach. Since then, Pelicans have not secured a win. That big ninth-inning home run from Naomar Ochoa Jr. might have changed the direction of the second half for good for Myrtle Beach. 0-2 on Sanchez. Nezu with a fastball misses outside. That was at 97. Feels like his velocity has only gone up as the game's gone on. One, two, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Seventh strikeout now for Nezu, back-to-back to end the inning. But a two-run shot from George Wolko has brought the lead to one. Fayetteville 6, Kannapolis 5. You're listening to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Radio Network from Atrium Health Ballpark.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Segrit Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
Top of the fifth inning, Woodpeckers had a 6-0 lead, but the legend of George Wolko has changed this ball game dramatically. It is now 6-5. Back on the mound is Ricardo Brizuela for his fifth inning of work, and back on the play-by-play is Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Yeah, he's starting to turn the narrative on his debut appearance here in K-Town. Very first pitch he throws, though, is yanked on a line out in the left field by Ochoa for a soft single. And a leadoff base hit for Fayetteville, their first hit since the second inning. They really jumped on the 21-year-old right-hander in the first inning, scoring six times on seven hits. But Brizuela stranded a runner in the second. He got a double play ball for a minimum third and set down the side in order again in the fourth. Ochoa leading. The Woodpeckers suddenly trying to add some insurance after they led 6-0 following the first inning. At least the first half inning, Kannapolis scoring three in the home half of the first and two more in the bottom of the fourth. Five unanswered since the Woodpeckers jumped up 6-0. Cesar Hernandez ready for the 1-0. He steps into a high changeup and holds the hands. It's 2-0. Hernandez with a two-hit day, pair of singles, and he came around to score a run in the six-run first. Ochoa leading off of first. Brizuela down to the belt. Brings it home. And the runner's on the go. Hernandez swings, pushes a line drive down the left field side, and it's fair. Played on a one-hop by Logan. Ochoa will get to third. Hernandez slides into second. The tag is not in time. And a beautifully executed hit and run. A double. It gets two in scoring position. Ochoa to third, and Cesar Hernandez has a three-hit night. What a day for Cesar as he pads his numbers to end this series for Hernandez. He already picked up the multi-hit game and now a three-hit night.
That was his first multi-hit game since the Myrtle Beach series. He's now quietly got 11 on the year, so starting to climb the ranks as far as most on the year. And he's doing what he does best. He hits the ball the opposite way, about as good as anybody in this lineup.
Yeah, and it's the fourth three-hit game of his season. First pitch low and inside, a sliding block by Rony Hernandez.
Really good to see this response, though, offensively from Fayetteville after a couple of rough innings on the mound for Nezu, but I'm trying to pick up their starter as best as they can.
1-0 the count on Nunez. Prime chance here for the Woodpeckers to add to their 6-5 lead. Nothing since the first, but two in scoring position and nobody out. One for two tonight. Nunez takes a swing, hits one sharply foul just to the right of the first base bag a little bit early on an 81-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Levels the count at 1-1. With Ochoa picking up a leadoff single, there's only one Woodpecker still looking to break into the hit column. That's Victor Diaz, who's gone 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a double play ground ball. The 1-1. Nunez swings, straightens this one out. Fair. It's over the first base bag and rolling out towards the bullpen. Nunez circles first. He gets down to second base. And they're waving their arms in the air. They're calling this an automatic double. And Pat Leland is running out of the dugout to argue with the home plate umpire. Rony Hernandez is shouting at the home plate ump, Jared Neal.
I have a best view in the ballpark looking straight down the right field line. That's a terrible call. That ball was well past the bag, and Patrick Leland has every right to be as animated as he is right now.
Well, two runs have come home. Patrick Neal is gone.
Yeah. Got a feel for him.
Leland, pardon me. Pat Leland has just been tossed. Jared Neal throws him out of the game, and he's going to get an extra word in before he leaves the diamond. I agree with you, Colin. It looked like that ball was foul by 2 or 3 inches. And it's now an 8-5 Fayetteville lead, and Alejandro Nunez being credited with a two-run double.
And Pat got his money's worth. There's a couple of times he was toeing the line, and he did keep a pretty good restraint throughout the series. That's the one you get thrown out on, though, because that's a huge play at this juncture. One-run ball game. Ball was pretty clearly foul, and huge break for Fayetteville.
Yeah, massive. Massive. The play was ultimately ruled dead by Frank Jones, the base umpire, after the ball lodged itself under the padding out in the right field bullpen. Once again, there is bullpen activity. Left-hander starting to warm up. And Will Bush. Oh, here we go. Pat Leland is back out of the dugout. He's got gear in his hand. He's shouting at the plate umpire once more. And now needs a little assistance getting through the gate. One more word for Neal, and that'll be that. Leland down the tunnel. And the manager departs after getting plenty of words in.
He knows how to put on a show. He's a great showman.
He does, got to say. Learned from the best. His father, Jim, tossed from a game or two during his time leading the Tigers. Be a Hall of Famer here in less than a month. Will Bush swings and misses at first pitch breaking ball, and after all the drama down in the diamond, we carry on. Three straight hits for the Woodpeckers to open up the fifth. Two runs home, and now an 8-5 lead. Nunez off of second base, and Bush ready to pitch. Takes a breaking ball outside. Bush has singled and walked today, reached in both plate appearances, an RBI single all the way to the center field wall in the first. It should have been extra bases for Will, but there was a log jam in front of him. Had multiple base runners aboard, and he was held to just one bag. The 1-1 pitch. Bush swings and pulls a fly. Out into medium depth right. Wolko coming forward, lines it up, makes the catch, comes up firing strong to third, and the runner will hold. Nunez at second base, well, not deep enough to advance him down.
It was a frozen rope that he just threw from right field. I mean, the phrase five-tool outfielder gets thrown around a lot. That is a five-tool outfielder standing in right field for Kannapolis.
Yeah, we've been told as well just about his energy off the field and in the dugout.
Yep.
Guy acts like he shotgunned a pair of Red Bulls before he gets out to the diamond each night, kind of fire guys up. So just a guy who absolutely loves to be out there playing baseball, similar to a Cooper Pratt type, which we saw in display with the Carolina Mudcats, where he's in his helmet, his batting gloves 20 minutes before the game. Just one of those total gamers that is probably a dream to have on any ball club for any manager. Xavier Cassarella in an 0-1 count. Nunez at second with one out and two runs home. 8-5 Peckers. Here's the pitch, and it sweeps to the outside a little bit low. One ball and one strike.
Now, the guy I can think of, too, for a Fayetteville comparison, a couple seasons ago, Drew Gilbert, when he arrived.
Sure, yeah.
One of the more intense guys we've seen.
Yep. Wilco doesn't throw a bunch of eye black on, but the guy who just has his whole face covered in eye black, one of those types, the 1-1. And here's a bouncing ball hit over the mound. Nishida charges, gloves it in front of the bag, throws across the body to first, and it's in time to retire Casarella. Meanwhile, Nunez gets over to third opposite the play. And Casarella drops to 1-for-3, but is able to push the runner over for Victor Diaz, the lone Woodpecker, still looking for his first hit on the night, 0-for-2. Fayetteville's lineup tonight, 8 runs on 11 total hits. So Diaz stands in. Nunez down at third after his controversial 2-run double leads to Pat Leland being tossed. Pitch outside, and it goes to 1-0.
Woodpeckers had scored 8 runs over their last 3 games combined. Much-needed offensive explosion on this Saturday night.
The 1-0 pitch is popped up out towards shallow right field. Nishida drifts back from second and makes the catch to end the inning. Woodpeckers add a pair. They're able to respond to the 5 runs from Kannapolis, back up by 3-8-5 on the Nunez double. When we come back to K-Town on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? A train design.
We are into the bottom of the fifth inning. Riku Nishida leads it off for the Woodpeckers. And it'll be the top three of the order. Nishida, Mikey Kane, and then Caden Connor up against Jackson Nezu in his fifth inning of work. Nezu winds, throws, and Nishida flies the first pitch out into the right center field gap. Ochoa comes together with Encarnacion. No, this is Gomez out in center field. Looks like Kenny Gomez has subbed into center. Encarnacion has shifted over to left.
Well, Cesar, then hopefully everything's all right with him, with the game he's been having.
And three-hit day, he's out of the game. So it'll be Ochoa in right, Gomez in center, and Encarnacion out in left. Riku Nishida flying out for the first out of the fifth, and now it's Mikey Kane. Jackson Nezu has had an up-and-down night. He struck out 7, so still plenty of swing and miss, but he's also given up the 5 earned runs. 4 of them coming on RBI swings from George Wolko. Fly ball lifted over the right field bullpen and out of play. 0-2 on Kane. It's just been a mixture of 1-2-3 innings and then also some Kannapolis rallies. 5 runs on 6 total hits for the Ballers. Nezu with the kick in the 0-2. Misses outside. This stage of the night, Nezu's pitch count is at 67, so there is some bullpen activity out in left field for the Woodpeckers. Wilmy Sanchez is beginning to warm up. 1-2 pitch. Kane fouls it straight back into the screen. A It's one ball and two strikes. Kane with a single and a line out to right field. Also scored a run in that three-run baller's first inning. 1-2 pitch, runs outside. Lefty continues to warm out in the Kannapolis right field bullpen. That's a newly acquired ball player, Patrick Maback, who has not yet pitched for the Cannonballers but could end up debuting tonight. Behind the debuting starter, Ricardo Brizuela. You thought with the way that first inning was going, there'd be no shot for Brizuela to make it through five today, but he carries through it. 77 pitches make it, five innings, 11 hits, eight earned runs, a walk, and three strikeouts. Two balls and two strikes on Mikey Kane. Caden Connor, the league hits leader, standing in the on-deck circle. Infield plays straight up. Nezu into the motion, his 2-2. It's fouled away again and off the Atrium Health ballpark side. Oh, it took out a part of the H. It popped a big hole in the H of the Atrium Health ballpark sign.
It's coming out of your paycheck, Mikey.
Mm. There's a hole at the bottom of the U as well. 2-2 pitch, and Kane strikes out. A breaking ball got him. But that'll have to be saved for, I would guess, off-season maintenance. There's a hole in the U. There's a hole in the H now. Any other dents? No, looks like that's the second one they've done damage on.
There's a little bit of damage already on that H.
Oh, yeah, in the middle there.
Yeah, that caught it flush.
Caught it flush. Big hole on the left side of the H.
By the way, eight strikeouts now for Nezu.
Yeah,
one shy of tying the nine he had on Monday.
Yeah, that's a season high. First pitch to Connor. Misses off of the plate.
Good chance this will be his last batter at 73 pitches, although we have seen him go a little bit further. And we got a ball that got away from the bullpen.
Nezu with a new ball in hand throws the 1-0. And Connor sits back, takes a slider for a strike. Connor 0-2, a strikeout and a pop out to short. It's one of the successes tonight for Fayetteville. They've been able to keep Kannapolis' top hitters in check. And now a fly ball pushed foul over the netting to the third base side. And it's 1-1. Trying to salvage a victory before the 2 days off, grab their third win of the year against the Cannonballers. And just their second here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the final game in Kannapolis this regular season. These two sides will square off once again later on in August in a six-game home series for the Woodpeckers. Nezu looks in, throws the 1-2. Connor tips it foul off of Bush just to stay alive. If he goes any further, it'll be Arxie Hernandez. Fayetteville can hang on and win tonight. They'll draw level once again in the standings with Kannapolis, get back up towards third place. Everybody pretty close together in the first couple of weeks of the second half. 1-2 pitch is down and outside. You have Charleston, who will try and pull off what they did last year, come back in the second half after a tough first half, get into the playoff, win a title. Second half, Charleston becoming a little bit of a meme around the Carolina League. 2-2, a busted bat. Long run over towards the third base dugout for Bush, and it'll drop down into the well. Caden Connor has to head over to his dugout and get a new piece of lumber. And Casey the Bat Dog wishes she could get the broken bat, but she'll have to wait a little while.
No days off for her.
Always here, ready to go. So Caden Connor walking back up to the plate with a new bat in hand. Arxie Hernandez on deck. Rony Hernandez in the hole. Cannonballers scoring twice in this fourth on the two-run home run from Wolko. 2-2 pitch. And Connor fights another one foul. Good battle between him and Nezu, and last thing you want at this stage of the night for Jackson is a long battle when you're up near your pitch cap. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat to Connor. And the 81st pitch of the night for the Fayetteville starter. As he tries to close five innings. 2-2 pitch popped up over towards the first base dugout. Diaz shuffles over. Bush is there up against the railing, and this ball just barely clears the netting and will get into the crowd.
Not only that, we've got a winning decision potentially on the line for Nezu. Trying to get this final out, get through five, and see if you can pick up your seventh win of the season.
He already leads the club with six on the year, and has hold on tonight. 8-5 advantage. Nezu will get that number seven. But Caden Connor giving him a battle. Ninth pitch of the at-bat is Nezu shuffles through the signs from Bush. Gets into the motion, throws the 2-2. And Connor strikes out swinging. He got him with a breaking ball below the zone. Ninth strikeout for Nezu as he does it again and ties his season high from last time out. We head to break. Sixth inning is next. Woodpeckers lead 8-5 through 5 in Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again.
We're into the top of the sixth inning. Fayetteville out to an 8-5 lead here in the series conclusion. Cannonballers turn to their bullpen for the first time tonight. Go to a lefty, Patrick Maybach. And it's time for him to make his Cannonballers debut as he brings home a fastball strike one to Alberto Hernandez. Maybach, a 26-year-old southpaw who's had quite the baseball journey. He pitched in college at Salve Regina University, originally born in Newport, Rhode Island. And after a foul ball, Hernandez behind nothing and two. It'll be Alberto Hernandez followed by Hernandez followed by the top of the order, Yamal Encarnacion, and then Chase Jaworski fouls the pitch left of the third base bag, and it's 0-2. Jackson Nezu threw five innings, tied a season high with his ninth strikeout to close down the fifth, getting Caden Connor waving and missing. The 0-2 down in the dirt from Maybach, and it's a ball and two strikes on Hernandez.
How about this for Nezu, Chappie? 10 innings in this series, no walks, 18 strikeouts. I don't know the last time a Fayetteville pitcher went 10 innings without walking anybody.
Yeah, he threw strikes. He gave up some runs across the Monday start and on this Saturday start, but plenty of strikeouts as well. Nine in each game, five innings per game, and zero walks. So peppering the zone with pitches and does his job. Woodpeckers hope to have him around still in that road trip to Augusta a couple days from now. Here's a curve bearing low and in, and it strikes out Hernandez swinging. Patrick Maybach picks up his first strikeout as a member of the Cannonballers, and they will toss that baseball down towards the dugout. So one gone in the sixth for switch hitter Yamal Encarnacion, who gets to swing around and bat from the right side. Maybach, out of the stretch exclusively, brings it home and misses up and away. He spent 2017 with the Syracuse Salt Cats. He also pitched for the Billings Mustangs, which was in one of the draft prospect leagues. I believe. I've kind of lost track as to who's where. That's one of the former affiliated rookie ball teams with the Cincinnati Reds before the structure shifted around. Encarnacion fouling the way the pitch. And it's 1-1. Here it comes. Breaking ball, nubbed foul up along third.
At Billings now in the Pioneer League.
Pioneer League. So Maybach has had a journey, but signed his pro contract with the White Sox just the other day on July 5th is when they officially had him entered into the system just yesterday. Here's the pitch home. Misses up and in. Nearly grazes Encarnacion on the way by. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Those are always the fun stories, seeing a guy, you know, work, and try and get that opportunity with the big league club from Division III to Single-A. Very impressive.
2-2. Misses low and inside. Curveball from Maybach to Encarnacion. A 1-for-3 day today for Yamal. A single in that 6-run first. And he's also grounded out a couple of times. Now a 3-for-16 series. Drawn 6 walks, so he's had a patient approach. The payoff. Yamal fouls it straight back on a line into the screen. Count stays full. Encarnacion coming off a massive June where he really solidified his everyday role as the leadoff man. 319 June. It was his best month at the plate since he hit 385 during August of the 2022 summer out in the Florida Complex League. That was over a 16-game span. 3-2 payoff pitch is down in the dirt, and rather that might have been a 2-2 pitch. Board had it at 3-2. That must have filled the count. Now Yamal's asking for, is he asking for time or whether that was ball four? He's asking for time. Okay. Steps out quickly. So good battle here with Yamal Encarnacion. It'll be pitch number 8 of the at-bat from Maybach on the way. It's fouled away again, right back into the netting. Encarnacion refusing to go down. Sky's starting to dim here in Kannapolis. Maybach brings it home. Misses low, ball four. Great at bat worked by Encarnacion. A 9-pitch walk. His 7th walk of the series. Continues to find ways to get on base, even with the limited hit total in the series. And he'll head to first. Base runner aboard for the lefty, Chase Jaworski.
Right here in the lineup, you got the lefty crushers coming up. Jaworski pretty good. But then Ochoa, one of the top lefty hitters in the league. Kenny Gomez, who's well into the 300s against lefties.
First pitch to Jaworski, tips it foul right off of Ronnie Hernandez's mask, and it's nothing in one. Seen a couple of home runs in this game from each side. The 2-run home run out of Chase Jaworski in the first inning, then the 2-run shot from George Wolko in the fourth. Here's a ground ball hit off of the pitcher. Maybach knocks it down, collects it, throws to second to get the lead runner. And Jaworski will make it on at first. He hit that ball squarely at 100 miles an hour. It hit Maybach in the back of the leg. They're going to have the trainer and the manager come out there to check up on him. Actually might have gotten him on the inside of the right ankle. This is acting manager for the Cannonballers after Pat Leland got thrown out of the game.
Like Daniel Millwee, the bench coach. Millwee.
He's serving as the active manager, and a Maybach pointing towards the inside of his right ankle, actually, where it got him, or up near the calf area. And they'll have him throw a couple of pitches just to make sure he's okay. But nice job by him to stay with that play and then have the awareness to get the leading runner, Encarnacion. The fielder's choice will ultimately put Jaworski at 1-for-4 on the night. It'll be Neomar Ochoa step into the plate with two outs and one on in this 8-5 game. Elsewhere around the Carolina League tonight, some scores developing around the North and the South divisions. Of course, we're keeping our eyes on Columbia and Charleston, two top teams in the division 2 weeks through. And it's been a high-scoring game tonight at the Joe, 9-7 through seven innings. The River Dogs out in front of the Pelicans. They're trying to sweep Myrtle Beach with a win tonight. Meanwhile, you have Columbia trailing 6-0 to the Green Jackets on the road in North Augusta. First pitch to Ochoa is a bouncer, fairly shallow towards short. Sanchez scampering forward and throws from the grass to get Ochoa to retire the Woodpeckers in the sixth. They leave a man on after the Jaworski fielder's choice and go scoreless against Maybach in his debut inning. It's the bottom of the sixth now, 8-5 at Fayetteville out in front on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual press box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Woodpecker pitching change at the start of the bottom of the sixth. It is Wilmy Sanchez taking over for Jackson Nezu, officially ending the night of the Woodpecker starter. Sanchez misses outside on the first pitch to Arxie Hernandez, and it's 1-0 on the cleanup man. Hernandez 0-2, takes a fastball at 96 outside. Two balls and no strikes. Nezu's day complete after five innings. He struck out nine, did not issue a walk, six hits and five earned runs. That ultimately rose his ERA up to 4.46. Hernandez a rip on the 2-0, and he pops it out of play. Now a two ball and one strike count. So Sanchez takes over. He enters tonight's ballgame with a 0-1 record and a 4.55 ERA. It is his 20th appearance out of the Woodpecker bullpen, 29 and two-thirds innings, 39 strikeouts over the span compared to 23 walks. 2-1 to Hernandez. Shoulder-high fastball for ball three. Be Rony Hernandez next, and then George Wolko, dangerous George Wolko, triple and a homer tonight, four RBIs. Just want to try to avoid putting base runners on ahead of him. 3-1 pitch. That's a little high again, and a five-pitch walk issued to Arxie Hernandez. First cannonballer to walk tonight after Jackson Nezu was all strikes. Nine Ks, no walks. You mentioned his long walk-free stretch he's on right now that dates back to Monday and even prior.
Yep, it goes all the way back to the first inning of his outing in Myrtle Beach. That's 15 and two-thirds innings without a walk. I'm going back through the portal. This might be the longest stretch that we've seen in quite some time, perhaps ever, here in Fayetteville.
Yeah, he's been really locked on with his stuff. And ever since Ethan Pecco got that call-up from High A, you wonder what would happen to the tandem with Nezu, and he's just a one-man show in an everyday starter role now. And he dominated tonight, departs with a chance to grab his seventh win of the season as Hernandez flies one down the left field side, slicing towards the stripe and foul just to the left of the chalk line. And the crowd letting Jared Neal hear about it a little bit after that controversial fair ball call on the Nunez double in the fifth. That ball was clearly foul, but these Cannonballers fans haven't forgotten that pivotal moment in the game that helped aid along a pair of Woodpeckers runs, jumped them in front 8-5. Sanchez working with Hernandez at first. And here's the 0-2. Misses upstairs. One ball and two strikes on Rony Hernandez, who's 2-for-2 today with two runs scored, a double and a single. He's had a productive night behind the plate and in the five spot. Sanchez works from the first base side of the rubber, fires. Misses up high again. Really good velo for Welmy. That fastball clocked at 97 miles an hour. A little bit wide with it. Go to the rosin bag behind the mound and chalk up the right hand.
So 15 and two-thirds without a walk for Nezu. Longest stretch since Aaron Brown in late August, early September,
sure.
2021.
Yeah, I remember he had a stretch that's right to start his pro career. His first three or four outings, he didn't give up a walk. High fastball, a check swing. They appeal behind the mound, and Frank Jones says he did not go.
It was at least 16 innings, trying to find out exactly when that stretch ended in a late-season game against the Carolina Mudcats.
Nobody out, man at first. We're in the bottom of the sixth. 8-5 Fayetteville holding a three-run lead. They've led all night since a six-run top of the first. Sanchez comes set and steps off, uses one of his disengagements. Infield shaded to pull. Casarello well off that third baseline. He's closer towards short with Jaworski directly up the middle. Volko on deck. Don't want to walk another one here. 3-2 pitch is called strike three. A fastball right at the bottom of the zone. A 95-mile-per-hour heater. And Rony Hernandez, the catcher for Kannapolis, has a parting word for the plate ump, Jared Neal. He'll want that same call on the defensive end when he pops back into the crouch come the seventh, I'm sure. That pitch was a little bit below the zone, according to the stadium track man. It goes as the 10th strikeout tonight for Woodpeckers pitching. Brings up Wolko. And on the first pitch, Wolko swings early on a curve. Nothing and one. Got a hanging breaking ball from Jackson Nezu in the fourth and popped it over the right field wall for a two-run home run. Already his eighth in single A for the 18-year-old. A look to first. Sanchez fires. Wolko swings through it. A little late on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball as Sanchez picked up the pace on him. It's been the teenagers going deep tonight. Wolko for the ballers, Jaworski for the Peckers. 0-2 with one out. Man at first is Arxi Hernandez. And the 0-2 pitch. Wolko cuts through a breaking ball. They got him. So the feast or famine continues. It's either been a strikeout or a big-time swing for George Wolko. That's his 10th strikeout of the week, but who cares when you've driven in as many runs as you have? You have two doubles, and two home runs.
That's got to be a big boost, too, for Wilmy Sanchez. You see what he did out in the bullpen, triple and a home run. He goes right after him and strikes him out without a sweat.
Now it's Albertson Ossian, 0-for-2 with a pop out and a strikeout. He takes a healthy cut at a first-pitch fastball and misses 97. Boy, this is some heat tonight from Wilmy Sanchez. A couple of 97-mile-per-hour pitches. He usually is living around 95, 94, 95. Geared up, ready to go. The pitch. Fastball down and away at 96. One ball and one strike. Bounced back nicely after that leadoff walk to Arxi Hernandez. He stuck over at first. Come the seventh, leading 8-5. Woodpeckers will have Cesar Hernandez, Alejandro Nunez, and Will Bush. And actually, it'll be Kenny Gomez in that cleanup spot. After Cesar Hernandez departed the game, Gomez came in as a defensive replacement. Pitch called to strike at 95 miles an hour, and Ossian behind 1-2. Kannapolis is hitless since the two-run home run from Wolko. Peek to first, the 1-2 on the way. And fastball again. It gets him looking right on the outside part of the zone. And three straight strikeouts for Wilmy Sanchez after the leadoff walk. We're through six innings in K-Town. It's the Woodpeckers 8, Cannonballers 5 on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Radio Network.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
This Independence Day series is into its final few innings. The Woodpeckers commanding an 8-5 lead tonight. Once again in the seventh, we'll go up against left-hander Patrick Maback making his debut. Been a night full of debuts for these Cannonballers. Kenny Gomez in his first plate appearance of the day stands in, and let's send it back over to Colin for the play-by-play.
Thank you so much, Chappie. Gomez coming on for Cesar Hernandez, who departed after a three-hit performance, 3-for-3. Not sure exactly what happened, but did not return to the field after scoring in the fifth inning on a two-run double from Alejandro Nunez. One ball and no strikes on Kenny. Cuban swings and hits it out towards shallow left center. Jogging over is Asian. He makes the catch for the first out. So an opportunity for Gomez to bat before the 2 days off tomorrow. One out. And here is Nunez. And that controversial two-run double that was evidently outside of the first base bag, but ruled fair by home plate umpire Jared Neal. And Ochoa and Hernandez both came in to score. A couple of big insurance runs in hindsight. Pitch from Maback is hit on the ground to second. Nishida short throw, and quickly two up, two down. Will Bush will try to prevent the 1-2-3 frame. Pat Maback playing his college ball at Salve Regina in Newport, Rhode Island, Division III school. Actually spent six seasons playing there, had the extra years due to COVID eligibility. Began his college career in 2017. First pitch, Will Bush takes ball one inside. I was a senior in high school in 2017, and that was a dominant freshman year at Salve Regina. He went 9-0 with a 1.36 earned run average in just under 60 innings. 1-0, Bush fouls this one right over our heads and clangs off the tin just above the glass. It was a hot shot. Didn't have a chance at it, though. 1-1 on Bush. He's reached twice tonight, including an RBI single in the six-run first inning. Lefty drops a breaking ball low. Maback, a Newport, Rhode Island native. He also got to play for the Newport Gulls in the summer of 2019. Bush with a fly ball, shallow left field. This will chase Logan in, still coming in, and he makes the catch with his third baseman, Hernandez, coming out. But he calls him off the last moment, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Maback and the Cannonballers. Stretch time at Atrium Health Ballpark, 8-5 the score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Segra Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme night.
Bottom of the seventh, 8-5. Woodpeckers still in front. Wilmy Sanchez, who struck out the side in the sixth. It's a swing and a miss from Drake Logan to begin the seventh. Andrew Chapman joins us once again. Colin Casey, happy to bring you the series finale. And Chappie, a tradition like no other. A chance to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game to this great Saturday night crowd here in Kannapolis as there's a ground ball to short. Chase Jaworski, off-balance throw, does not get to the bag in time. Drake Logan with an infield single here in the bottom of the seventh.
All right, I need a real critique though, Colin. Give me your painful truth, your Simon Cowell critique.
I think it was great. I don't really remember your first attempt back in May, but I would say improve. Just probably manage the nerves a little bit for the second time around. Great chemistry, of course, with Trevor, the MC.
Yep. A little bit of a head cold earlier in the week, but trying to fight through it with the vocals.
All things considered, a valiant effort. Wilmer Sanchez against Wilmy Sanchez fouls the pitch straight back and hit the infield single for Logan. First one since the fourth inning for Kannapolis, and their seventh overall. 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the ballers. 8 runs on 11 hits and 1 miscue and right from Ochoa for the Woodpeckers tonight. Look over at first. Logan on the move. Swing and a miss. Throw down by Bush. A little bit high. And Drake Logan has swiped second base. Count now 0-2 on Sanchez, the 9-hitter. That's the first stolen base tonight for the Cannonballers. Had a lot of extra base hits, so they haven't really had the opportunities to go. A man in scoring position, nobody out. Sanchez 0-2 tonight, a couple of strikeouts, and Wilmy Sanchez will step off. Be a huge out here. Don't want Sanchez to reach, and tying run being Riku Nishida waiting in the on-deck circle. Look at second by Wilmy, and the 0-2. Fastball, a little bit outside, and a touch high. Woodpeckers won the series opener in Fayetteville 13-6. Back on Monday, they have dropped 4 in a row since, including back-to-back nights here in Kannapolis in this home-and-home series. 1-2, Sanchez high again with the fastball. As it stands, the win tonight would go to Jackson Nezu if the score holds. And Ricardo Brizuela would get the losing effort in his Carolina League debut. 2-2, foul back. You've stayed dry despite a murky forecast throughout Saturday. Appears to be rain on the way, but it won't be until later in the night. We should get 9 innings in here in downtown Kannapolis. Wilney comes to the belt again. Another 2-2 pitch. Sails a slider high, 3-2. Fayetteville pitching has struck out 12 Kannapolis batters tonight, entered Saturday. Carolina League leaders in that category. 3-2 pitch. In there, called strike three. Sanchez went up the line, but that was center cut. Wilmy Sanchez with his fourth strikeout. All four of his outs have been via the K. Huge first out, and here comes Riku. And Nishida coming off a 5-hit performance yesterday, only 1-for-3 today. Singled and scored in that 3-run first inning for Kannapolis. Logan leads off of second, and Nishida, his legs all over the place, swings and misses at 96 from Wilmy Sanchez. This is the liveliest we've seen that fastball from Wilmy all season long, mid to upper 90s. He is fired up. 0-1. Goes to the fastball again, but it's up. Woodpeckers trying to win their third game this year against Kannapolis, just 2-9 against the Ballers so far this year. Still 6 games to be played, though, in August in downtown Fayetteville. Rosters might look a lot different post-draft. 1-1, Nishida, big check swing, and he went around. Field umpire Frank Jones says he went just enough, and I think he did. 1-2. Kannapolis faithful not too pleased with that call. Him been too pleased with a lot of those calls tonight. Sanchez on the doorstep of his 5th strikeout. His 1-2. Fastball, little bit inside. Really good take from Nishida at 97. It's 2-2.
Well, the changeup is just that much better when Wilmy's been pumping in 97 all night. I mean, he is quickening up these Kannapolis hitters, forcing them to adjust off speed.
Jaworski behind Logan off of second. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch high again. That condensed strike zone causing problems, and Wilmy was shocked that that wasn't called a strike, I think. He reacted very animatedly and was about 4 or 5 inches above the zone.
Yeah. Looking at his finger, too, after that pitch. Something to monitor.
Mikey Kane waiting on deck. He represents the tying run. 8-5 Fayetteville, bottom of the 7th in Kannapolis. 3-2. In there, strike three. Pulled the string on the off speed, and Nishida goes down looking. Wilmy Sanchez has this Kannapolis lineup all out of sorts. 5 strikeouts, 2 away. This has been a signature outing right now for the right-hander. So here is Kane. He is 1-for-3 as well tonight. Righty against righty. Fastball in the dirt. Gets through Bush. Goes to the backstop. Logan up to third on the wild pitch. Second one uncorked by Fayetteville pitching today. First by Sanchez. Logan 90 feet away. Kane a single and a run scored in the first. He has since flown out and struck out. Had a 3-walk performance in 6 trips yesterday. 1-0. Fastball a little outside. Just joining us, you've missed quite a bit in this series finale. Woodpeckers jumped out to a 6-0 lead in the top of the first inning. Kannapolis clawed their way back to get within a run. Woodpeckers added 2 more in the 5th. There for strike 2. Pardon me, that one missed actually. Very close pitch, but called a ball. Those two insurance runs came on a controversial ground ball up the first baseline from Alejandro Nunez. 2-1, and that one is outside, 3-1. Was that called a strike? Late decision there from Jared Neal. He's catching people by surprise, including us upstairs. So
giving the Woodpeckers the edges a little bit.
And that one, TrackMan had it a little off the plate. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at third. Sanchez delivers. Swing and a miss. For the second straight inning, Wilmy Sanchez strikes out the side. Six punch outs through two for Wilmy, and he has the Woodpeckers six outs away from taking home this series finale at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're on to the eighth. 8-5 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Santa's coming to town early as the Woodpeckers ring in the holiday with Christmas in July. Don't miss it Friday, July 19th at Segra Stadium. Beat the heat with a cool winter-themed ball game. And we're helping you dress for the season. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive an ugly Christmas sweater-themed jersey presented by the Salvation Army.
Merry Christmas!
Then stick around for a fireworks show after the game, presented by Q98 FM. It's Christmas in July, Friday, July 19th at Segra Stadium. For tickets and more details, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Seven innings in the books here in downtown Kannapolis. Woodpeckers 8, Cannonballers 5. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman. Pleased to have you all week long. 12 games in 12 days, and we were there for all of them. Should be a fun conclusion to what's been a great couple of weeks of baseball. New right-hander on the mound. First pitch is in there for a called strike on Xavier Cassarella. Jesus Mendez making his second appearance of the week for Kannapolis. 0-1 to X is fouled straight back. Cassarella 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in that big first inning. Mendez in his third professional season. 2-1 record with a 5.20 earned run average. This is 25th appearance all in relief for Kannapolis this year. Two-strike pitch fades down and outside. Only 19 years old, he turns 20 at the end of the month on the 30th from Valencia, Venezuela. One, two. Fastball off the plate. Good velocity there for Mendez at 95 miles an hour. Long pause, now the 2-2, and Cassarella stings it to second. Riku Nishida got a good read on it, reached out, made the catch for the first out. We talked about Nishida's great defense out in left field. He's looked like a natural second baseman tonight.
He's made some good plays coming in. Turned that double play, the 4-3 earlier on tonight, and had steady reactions there on a line drive hit 102 right his way.
Cassarella back to the dugout. First pitch to Victor Diaz. He's blown away by a high fastball at 96. Everyone except the FCL in action across the Houston Astros system tonight. Dominican Summer League teams with a split. Ground ball hit to short. Picked up on a hop by Sanchez. Throw in time. Two quick outs for Mendez against the 7 and 8 hitters in the Fayetteville lineup. Diaz still the only man not to reach base tonight for the Woodpeckers. Moves to 0-for-4. Two away for Alberto Hernandez. Looking up to High A, Asheville. They're in the bottom of the seventh out in Greenville. Drive lead the Taurus 5-3. First pitch to Alberto Hernandez pops out of the mitt. A ball. Taurus fell behind 4-0, but they've since closed the gap down to 2. Hernandez with a sky-high pop-up behind the plate coming over Rony Hernandez, and that'll land in the second row of seats foul. Ryan Johnson with an RBI single. Luis Baez, sacrifice fly, pair of former Fayetteville Woodpeckers from last year's squad. Nick Swanson getting the start for the Taurus tonight. One ball, one strike on Alberto. RBI single in the first. He's since flown out and struck out. Pitch fouled into the screen. Double A Corpus Christi. The hook's off to a good start. Bottom of the second, they lead 2-0 on San Antonio. It's been a rough week out in Texas for Corpus Christi, but they get a couple of runs in the first inning. Zach DiCenzo, third double A home run of the season. Two-strike pitch, and Alberto keeps the bat back. Even at 2-2 now. On the mound tonight for the Hooks is Miguel Ulloa. Hernandez looking for a 1-2-3 eighth inning, his 2-2. And Hernandez gets underneath one, lifts it to left center. Left fielder Logan drifting over, and he secures it to end the inning. Fayetteville down in order for the second straight frame. We go bottom eight from Atrium Health Ballpark. Still in 8-5 lead for the Woodpeckers in this series finale.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual press box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Bottom of the eighth inning from Atrium Health Ballpark. 8-5 Woodpeckers. New right-hander on the mound for Fayetteville. Wilmy Sanchez done after two sublime scoreless innings in which he struck out 6 batters. It's Amilcar Chirinos. Could be trying to get the final 6 outs of this ballgame. Save situation. He'll face the heart of the baller's order, beginning with Caden Connor, who's got a rare 0-for-3 night, and he will take strike 1 to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. Chirinos transitioning to a strictly reliever role after last year in which he was part of a tandem. It's a check swing from Connor, and it's 1-1. 4-2 record, a 3.86 earned run average. This is 22nd relief appearance of the season. 3 saves, 28 innings pitched total. 30 strikeouts, just 9 walks. Woodpeckers as a whole have struck out 15 batters tonight. They're closing in on a season high. Pitch misses down and in, 2-1 on Connor. That season high was set on opening night in Myrtle Beach.
That's right. That's right.
19 strikeouts. Wow.
Connor average now at 302 on the year. Takes a 2-1 fastball, a little upstairs. He'll be followed by Arxi Hernandez and then Rony Hernandez. Torinos in his fourth professional season, his second in Fayetteville. 3-1. Connor smashes it second past the dive of Alberto Hernandez into right field. Ochoa trouble getting to it, and Connor will make his way to second base. He'll end up with a double. Ball was hit 106 miles an hour off the bat, and it got through the glove of Hernandez, and Ochoa is playing towards the gap. Had to run a long ways to cut it off. Connor heads up play to turn it into two. Dream start to the bottom of the eighth for Kannapolis.
And the ball had some serious juice behind it. Even the outfield grass didn't slow it down all that much. Ochoa nearly fell over himself, reaching over to scoop it up. Big start to the inning. That's the ballers needed. They have to get that tying run in the on-deck circle as much as possible, and pressure on Torinos right away.
Back-to-back games with a double for the Carolina League leader in doubles. Connor now with 24 two-baggers. Lead off of second. Here is Arxi Hernandez, 0 for 2 with a walk. He'll take a first pitch, called a strike on the outside corner. Fayetteville getting five innings out of Jackson Nezu and a pair from Wilmy Sanchez. Bounce up to Chirinos. There's a line drive into center field. That'll drop for a base hit and will score. Connor from second. He trots home, RBI single, Arxi Hernandez. Ballers inch a bit closer. Back-to-back hits to start the bottom of the eighth. It is now 8-6.
These are never easy. Good ball club, three-run game, but you're in their house. And they're going to get through their heart of the order hitters here contributing. All that takes is one or two hits to fall to get a dugout going, and this will be five tough outs for Emil Carr to get tonight. Six tough outs, pardon me.
It's getting even tougher. Rony Hernandez, who's got a pair of hits, including a double tonight, squares off with Chirinos. Fastball down and outside. For Arxi Hernandez, picks up his 34th run batted in on the year. 1-0 to Rony. Is in there for a strike. He's the first cannonballer driving a run, not named George Wolko tonight.
Yep.
Speaking of Wolko, he's on deck. Potentially represent the go-ahead run. One ball, one strike. Pitch from Chirinos. Fastball low, and fastball's been a bit erratic to start the outing for Emil Carr. Last time we saw Chirinos was on Tuesday when an inning and two-thirds gave up one earned run on one hit, two walks, and a strikeout. Down and in, and that misses 3-1. I'm not even playing the game, Chappie, and even I feel nervous looking at Wolko on deck potentially representing the go-ahead run.
Yeah, this is a got to get an out here. Cannot let George Wolko come to the plate representing the go-ahead run.
See what Chirinos goes with. Bush gives him the sign. 3-1. High and in tight. Ball four. Tony Hernandez up to first. Arxi Hernandez to second. First three runners have reached base. First three batters, I should say, have reached in this bottom of the eighth inning. Zach Wilkins, the pitching coach, heads out to the mound. And Wolko, watching that meeting go down, trying to follow up what he's done so far tonight. Two-run triple, two-run home run.
Yeah, I think part of the conversation right now for Zach, and it's a very brief one, he's already heading back to the dugout, is just let's work the corners, keep the breaking ball low. He already pummeled a mistake pitch from Nezu earlier that was left in the middle of the plate. Wolko's been exposed a little bit by that low breaking ball throughout the series. There's a scouting report there. You've struck him out 10 times. He's also done damage against you about 10 times this week, so got to win this battle.
Six extra base hits this week for Wolko, including a pair tonight. First pitch from Chirinos. And Wolko is looking to put that one into orbit, but he swings and misses. Fastball in tight. And we'll see if Chirinos tries to keep it in. We saw that in Wolko's last at-bat against Wilmy Sanchez. Wilmy did not let him get extended. Nod towards Bush. Look at second. Hernandez leads off. 0-1. Change up. It's in the strike zone. Doesn't get the call. 1-1. Trackman had that ball almost completely in the zone.
Back-to-back cutters.
It's been a real effective pitch this year for Chirinos, especially in these tough spots. 1-1. And Wolko fouls it straight back over our heads. We have seen Chirinos tested recently in these moments. Go back to the Myrtle Beach series. 10th inning, tying run at third, winning run at second, and he struck out three consecutive batters to pull off a disappearing act. Not quite those stakes, but getting close to it here in the bottom of the 8th inning. 1-2 pitch. Wolko hits it pretty well, right center field, coming in and diving to make the catch is Gomez. Fires it back to second, cannot double up Hernandez. Kenny Gomez robs George Wolko of what would have been extra bases. A massive diving catch for the first out.
So big of a play for Kenny Gomez. Ready for his moment. Comes in midway through the game as a defensive replacement. That ball out towards the gap. It looked like it had a little bit of sink on it. Some topspin that was driving it towards the ground, and Gomez just steady as ever, timing it out perfectly to keep the runners where they're at. What a massive out.
Brings up Albertson Asian, and he will take strike one from Chirinos. Maybe that's what Emil Carr needed. Big defensive play behind him. Ground ball gets him out of the inning with just the one run allowed. Tying run at first, go ahead run at the plate. Asian 0 for 3 tonight, couple of strikeouts. 0-1, fastball up. Asian reached base three times in last night's 10-2 victory for Kannapolis, scored three runs in that game, hasn't had the same success tonight. 1-1 pitch is lined sharply into left field for a base hit. Encarnacion comes over to cut it off. Scoring from second is Arxie Hernandez. The ball gets away. It rolls all the way to the fence. Both runners advance an extra 90 feet. Rony Hernandez to third. Albertson Asian fired up. He's at second. It is a one-run ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 8-7.
That's a tough break. That ball bounced off to the left of Jaworski. And Emil Carr, I'm not sure where he was in the moment. You're trying to back that play up as a pitcher, but Chirinos might have been caught somewhere without an assignment as he went to chase after that big extra 90 feet. You wonder if the Woodpeckers want to consider loading the bases, but with two outs, you just got to go right after Logan, who's struggled with strikeouts this year.
Did single his last time up. Infield in for the Woodpeckers. First pitch. This is down and away. They give Asian the single. He will get an RBI. Advances on the throwing error from Yamal Encarnacion. Second error tonight by a Woodpeckers outfielder. 1-0 pitch. Allen dives into the zone for a strike. Tell you what, this Cannonballers crowd, they've been engaged since the very beginning. Despite the 6-0 deficit, they have rallied behind their team and got an opportunity to potentially take the lead here in the bottom of the 8th. Logan awaits the 1-1, swings and misses. There's the cutter again from Chirinos, outside part of the plate. No action in the Woodpeckers bullpen. As of now, it'll be up to Emil Carr. Hernandez leads off of third, Asian off of second. 1-2-1. Long pause from the righty, he deals. Logan, ground ball. This will score a run and give Kannapolis the tying run. Throw comes home. Logan going to second. There will be no throw from Bush. RBI single, Drake Logan. From down six to tied in the bottom of the eighth, 8-8. And a deflating feeling on the mound for Emil Carcherinos.
And Logan comes through, you know, 3 through 8. This is a complete effort by that Kannapolis dugout. Sticking to it, seeing a new arm, and even the guy who's pitched great under pressure all year. They found a way to convert hits, but double, single, walk, you get three men on, and you find a way to score all three of them. Got to credit those 6, 7, and 8 guys for making it happen, even with Gomez taking away that potential hit on the dive.
Will Bush went to the mound to talk it over with Chirinos, and Kannapolis has not only pulled even in the run column, they've pulled even in the hit column as well. Both teams now with 8 runs. On 11 hits. 9-hitter Wilbur Sanchez, 0-for-3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. Chance to forget all that with 1 swing. Infield still in for Fayetteville. First pitch spiked in the dirt, and Will Bush eats it. Laid his body on the line to keep it in front, and Will is grimacing in pain. Fastball at 96 that he took the short hop in the gut. Double, single, walk, line out, single, single for Kannapolis in this bottom of the eighth inning. 3 runs already in. 2 runners in scoring position with only 1 out. Chirinos comes set, the 1-0. Wave and a miss. Sanchez well out in front. And oh, by the way, even if Chirinos can get a strikeout here with Sanchez, he's got to deal with number one on deck, Riku Nishida. Ball and a strike. The pitch in the dirt, and Bush with another spectacular stop.
Yeah, Bush no doubt feels the weight of his shoulders in the game right now. Having to completely sacrifice the body, he's in a lot of pain, but just think about your 2 off days you have upcoming to rest and recover. Chirinos is trying to use that breaking ball, but you risk throwing it in the dirt, getting it by your catcher.
Infield still with their toes on the grass. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Cutter again from Chirinos. And Sanchez staring at a golden sombrero in the face. It is 2-2. First base open. This would be a massive out if Chirinos can get it. Trying to keep this game tied going into inning number 9. 2-2 in the dirt. Stop if you heard this one. Another great stop from Will Bush. Chirinos just spiking some of those fastballs. Will Bush, tremendous job to keep the ball in front. Full count. Chirinos will get hit with a blown save already. Trying to keep this game tied. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Pitch. Chopped to third. The shortstop, Jaworski, off-balance throw. Bush can't come up with it. Scoring a seam. The ball gets away. Throw to the plate. The tag. In time. And Logan is out. Just able to slide in safely. But the go-ahead run has scored. The Woodpeckers have seen a 6-run first inning lead disappear. They trail the ballers 9-8.
Tough angle for Jaworski to make that throw. Pulled it to his right. Runner breaking on first contact. He did not have time to set his feet. Just had to get it to the plate. One hop throw made it difficult for Bush to gather it in. It's good you get the out at the plate. Keep it to a one-run game. But, boy, heartbreaking inning for the Woodpeckers.
Brings up Riku Nishida. On the move, Sanchez, first pitch called a strike. The throw nearly goes into center field. Jaworski with a great effort, lunging to prevent it. Sanchez into scoring position. Twelfth stolen base for Wilbur Sanchez on the year. Barring the fireworks we saw in Myrtle Beach last week, exactly 1 week ago, in fact, Woodpeckers three outs away from suffering what might be their toughest defeat of the season. Sanchez on the move again, and that pitch is fouled off by Nishida, and that one got a big chunk of Bush as well. And Ricky Rivera, with Kylie Gilbert in tow, will check on the catcher, and I don't think he's just hurting physically out there right now.
Well, yeah, he had to chase down that ball to the backstop. I mean, Will Bush is at maximum effort right now and really been putting his body on the line, even if they didn't see anything that like he was hurt. I think this is Ricky's way of just giving his catcher a breather with all the effort he's put in. Will Almonte just about ready to go out in that bullpen if they need him. Over 30 pitches exhausted by Chirinos in this inning.
1-4 night for Riku Nishida. Single in the first inning. He's been set down three straight times since, however. Sanchez off and moving again. Swing and a miss. And that is strike three. Inning comes to a close, but the Kannapolis Cannonballers send eight men to the plate, score four times against Amilcar Chirinos, and have taken a 9-8 lead after eight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Last chance for the Woodpeckers, top nine coming up next. You're listening to the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sacred Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBStore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBStore.com.
Top of the ninth in Kannapolis, the Woodpeckers, who led at 1.6-0 and entered the bottom of the eighth inning with a three-run lead, now trail 9-8 down to their final three outs. Jesus Mendez back on the mound. Andrew Chapman back on the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Colin. See if the Woodpeckers have some late life in them. They were on the road in Myrtle Beach exactly a week ago on Saturday night and trailed by a run in the ninth inning, came up with a game-tying home run to force extras and ultimately win it. They'll need some more magic here in the series conclusion tonight in Kannapolis. Pitch up and outside, and it is 1-1 on Yamal Encarnacion. A single and a walk today. He scored a run. Scoots out of the way of an inside slider. It's two balls and one strike. You have two batters here, Encarnacion and Jaworski. If they can just get aboard, I think even in a pressure spot like this ninth inning, you trust them to potentially try and steal a base, get into scoring position. 2-1, just off of the outside part of the plate, an 85-mile-per-hour slider. And a good take to get the ball to three, get the strike, count that is, to three balls and one strike. Eight runs on 11 hits for the Woodpeckers, nine runs on 11 hits for the Cannonballers. Mendez, the 3-1. And a pop fly lifted foul over the third base dugout. Goes full on Encarnacion. Cannonballers have used three multi-run rallies tonight to jump ahead. Three in the first, two in the fourth, four in the bottom of the eighth. 3-2 the count. Here's the pitch from Mendez. And on the payoff offer, it misses outside. That's ball four. Encarnacion tosses aside the bat. Will head up the line to first, and Fayetteville has the tying run on.
Great composure there from Yamal Encarnacion. I mean, I can't think of a better guy to have up to lead off an inning trailing by a run with your backs against the wall. Puts the pressure on Mendez, and now here come the heavy hitters in this Woodpeckers order.
Second walk of the night and eighth walk of the series for Encarnacion. Big lead off of first. Breaks on the first pitch. Jaworski swings and hits a line drive out into shallow center. Tumbling over Rossian as he fields it. Encarnacion gets to third. He stops there, and runners are at the corners. Perfectly executed hit and run. Jaworski delivers the line drive. Encarnacion with the aggressive running. Tying and go-ahead runs are aboard with nobody out. And the big hitters coming up, Ochoa, Gomez, and Nunez scheduled.
I love it. You know, you give up four run inning, the bottom of the eighth to lose the lead, and Ricky Rivera says, you know what, I don't care. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to trust our guy to put the ball in play. Chase Jaworski does just that. Here come the Woodpeckers.
Jaworski with the second hit of the night. Now it's Ochoa. Leading RBI man swings and hits this one deep out into the right center field gap. Ossian angling back. He makes an over-the-shoulder grab towards the carve-out. Encarnacion tags from third. He comes home, and we are tied. 9-9 in the top of the ninth inning. Ochoa skies a deep fly ball to bring in Encarnacion, his first RBI of the day. Fayetteville comes through quickly.
It's all you had to do, really. I know Ochoa probably wanted a little bit more, but hit it into the deepest part of the park. All square again.
So Jaworski now the runner at first. First pitch to the lefty. Gomez is down to the dirt and gets by Hernandez, goes to the backstop, and Jaworski hustles down to second base. Wild pitch puts the go-ahead run into scoring position. Mendez spiked a slider that kicked over the right shoulder of Hernandez. 1-0 on Kenny Gomez. He's had a big night defensively with a big diving catch out in center that helped save a hit during the four-run eighth-inning rally for the Ballers. They're trying to come through here to give the Woodpeckers the lead again. Mendez the set and the 1-0. Gomez takes a cut at a high fastball, comes up empty. One ball and one strike. It was a three-hit day for Cesar Hernandez before he left this game. Follow-up post-game with any injury updates, but Gomez taking over. The 1-1 pitch fouls it straight back into the screen, and it goes to 1-2. What a back-and-forth battle tonight. 18 combined runs, 23 combined hits. Kannapolis has not committed an error defensively. A couple in the column tonight for the Woodpeckers. Mendez down to the belt. Check second base, throws the 1-2. Gomez takes a fastball up and outside at 95 miles an hour. Mendez really bringing it home. He's converted 9 saves and 10 opportunities on the year. He pitched in the eighth inning, so he was in line for a winning decision. 2-2. Fouled straight back. But he's been the guy in save situations, although he pitched in the ninth. Kind of profiles tonight like a save scenario. 90% on the year in those save chances. 15 for 19 in his career. 2-2 on Gomez. Jaworski breaks for third on the pitch. Gomez swings and flies this out into the right center field gap. Ossian gets all the way back there, and it lands in the triangle. Jaworski pauses his run. Now he hustles around third. He comes in to score. Gomez into third with a go-ahead triple. The Woodpeckers are hanging on in K-Town. Out in front for a second time, 10-9.
From just enjoying a scheduled off day to being at the forefront of some massive plays in this game. You made the diving catch to rob George Wilco in the bottom of the eighth inning, top of the ninth, tie ball game. What do you call Kenny Gomez out to the triangle in right center field. This Woodpeckers team, man, they've had some rough times throughout the season. They never give up.
This is a gutsy ninth inning as a flies hit deep again out into the right center field gap. Ossian all the way back. He makes an over-the-shoulder grab on the track. With one out, Gomez tags from third, and the Woodpeckers have a three-run ninth inning. Second sacrifice fly. Ochoa, Hernandez, and Nunez all do their jobs. three straight Woodpeckers have driven in a run. Back up to a multi-run lead, 11-9 in the top of the ninth. The bases are now clear with two outs for Will Bush.
Coming into this series, no team had scored 10 runs or more on Kannapolis all season long. The Woodpeckers have now done it twice.
First pitch to Will Bush. This is down and outside, and it's ball one. So all the pressure taken off of Will Bush's shoulders, but he'll still have to get into the crouched bottom of the ninth inning, and we'll see what the Woodpeckers opt to do after Emilcar Chirinos throws over 30 pitches to get out of that bottom of the eighth. Pitch fouled back by Bush. Of course, they had Dwill Almonte warming up in the bullpen. He could be an option. Abel Mercedes pitched yesterday. He pitched an inning and a third scoreless. He looked sharp, so probably not available tonight. Pitch outside. You also had Hudson Leach throw yesterday. Ben Petschke could be potentially another option out of the bullpen. But right now, there's nobody out there throwing it. It may be Emilcar's inning. As Bush swings on the 2-1 and golfs it out into center. Asien forward, drifts to his right, camps and makes the two-handed squeeze to end the Woodpeckers' ninth. After the Ballers score four, the Woodpeckers stay alive with three, and they're out in front 11-9 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. What a back-and-forth ball game to close down this 12-game stretch. Fayetteville will try and hang a W when we come back for the bottom of the ninth on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sacred Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia.
We are into the bottom of the ninth inning. 11-9 Fayetteville as they come from behind and score three in the top of the ninth. Returning to the mound is Emilcar Chirinos, and on the first pitch to Mikey Kane, it's fouled out of play. Chirinos needed 31 pitches to get through the long eighth inning. He gave up four runs on four hits, but gets the nod from his manager to return out for the ninth and try and close down a Woodpecker victory. Pitch down to the dirt, chased by Kane. It's nothing and two. Kane has had a 1-for-4 day with a single and a run in the first. Nine runs scored in the first inning of play. We've had seven runs between the two sides scored over the last inning of play in the bottom of the eighth and top of the ninth. 0-2. And it's out in front of the plate, smothered by Bush. Kannapolis is getting a right-hander warming just in case they were able to get to extra innings tonight. It's Mikey Kane, Caden Connor, Arxie Hernandez, the 2, 3, and 4 for Emilcar to deal with here. Kane, the only batter to not face Chirinos during that long eighth inning. The set and the 1-2 pitch. Kane strikes out swinging, tips the slider into the glove. Strikeout number 17 on the night for the Woodpeckers pitching staff and number 2 for Emilcar. One gone in the ninth, and in steps Caden Connor.
How about the trust that Ricky Rivera has in Amilcar Chirinos? Had maybe the worst inning he's had all year in the eighth, gave up the lead. Woodpeckers get it back in the top of the ninth. He says, you know what, go back out there, see if you can finish it off this second time around. And looks like Amilcar is taking that opportunity to heart.
So here's Connor, a double that started out the eighth inning, last inning. And the first pitch misses down and outside. It's ball one. Connor is 1-for-4. By his standards, the top hitman in the Carolina League, a quiet night. Now an 8-for-24 series with three doubles. But the guy that the ballers want at the plate in this spot, 1-0. Taken a little bit low, called a strike though. Zone extends vertically a bit on Connor and draws a reaction out of the Kannapolis crowd. The count squares at 1-1. Keep in mind, the ballers for half of the night have been without their manager, Pat Leland. It's been their bench coach, Daniel Milwee, calling the shots. 1-1 pitch on a line left side. It gets through. Out into the left center field alleyway, and Gomez over to scoop it up. One out single for Caden Connor. We'll get the tying run to the plate.
Looks like Almonte's been warming up once again down the right field line, and it'll be interesting to see just how long Rivera lets Chirinos go. Tying run coming to the plate, but you've got a bunch of guys in this Kannapolis middle of the order that can tie the game with one swing.
Woodpeckers going toe-to-toe tonight with the first half champs in the South. Arxie Hernandez stands in, and on the first pitch, the cleanup hitter, a fly lifted into the opposite field. Ochoa twisting his path around, making the catch just short of the warning track. Out number two of the ninth, Arxie Hernandez retired on one pitch. And the final chance for the ballers tonight is their catcher, Ronnie Hernandez.
Thing I like about Chirinos and the way he's attacked, he hasn't stopped attacking despite giving up the four runs. He goes up the ladder on Arxie Hernandez, challenges him, jams him a little bit. Good job by Ochoa tracking that down. These lights have been kind of tricky, but Neomar comes up with a big out.
Hernandez with a two-hit day, also a walk. He's the only cannonballer to score three runs tonight. First pitch up and outside, and Bush pops out of the crouch to wrangle up the fastball. 1-0 on Roney. Caden Connor down at first. How many great games over the four-year history since these two sides started scoring off in 2021, and tonight is right up near the top. Drama-filled ball games between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. Fastball framed for a strike on the outside corner. It is 1-1 on Ronnie Hernandez. Woodpeckers suffered a four-run blow in the bottom of the eighth, trailed 9-8 going into the top of the ninth. Got two sacrifice flies and an RBI triple to jump in front 11-9. The 1-1 pitch. Hernandez swings late on a fastball. The ballers are down to their final strike of this Independence Day series.
I'm Will Bush. I'm throwing that number one back down. Challenge him again.
Series started on Monday with a Woodpeckers victory in Fayetteville. Pivoted over to Kannapolis. They're trying to close it in K-Town with a win on Saturday night. The 1-2 pitch is popped up over towards the third base dugout and drifting out of play.
He got the fastball. Top of the strike zone, and Hernandez just able to get a piece of it.
Registered at 95 miles an hour out of the right hand of Amilcar Chirinos. Up to 44 pitches. It is the most that Chirinos has thrown in a game this season. Another 1-2 on the way to Hernandez. Bounced out towards first base. Played on a one hop by Diaz. He takes it over to the bag and completes the Woodpecker comeback in Kannapolis. A comeback was not in the cards after a 6-0 start to this ball game, but the Woodpeckers find a way. They do ultimately play from behind. They score three in the top of the ninth, down to their final three outs, and pull off an 11-9 stunner here in Kannapolis. What a fun ball game. 20 combined runs on 25 combined hits, and the Woodpeckers head into their two-day break victorious tonight against the first half South Division champs.
How about these Saturday ball games, Chappie? Last Saturday, Myrtle Beach, Ochoa down to his last strike, ties the game in the ninth. The Woodpeckers see a big lead slip away in the eighth inning. They don't give up, though, and I think that's all you can ask for out of a pretty young team. There have been times where things have not been going their way, but These are the type of wins that you string together over the course of a couple of weeks. Might not have won this series, but you ask that Woodpecker clubhouse, it certainly feels like they did, the way they fought back from adversity, got a huge win. That's how you want to go back on the road in a couple of days.
That's back-to-back series concluding victories for the Woodpeckers, and a happy couple of off days and a bus ride back to Fayetteville. We have one more segment for you tonight, the Woodpecker postgame show, where we bring you the final totals for one final time tonight of this topsy-turvy ballgame and get you set for Tuesday night's baseball on the road in North Augusta, South Carolina. Woodpeckers storm back, 3 in the top of the ninth to win tonight 11-9. We'll tell you more next on the Woodpeckers postgame show on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Segra Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual press box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Kannapolis, North Carolina, and Atrium Health Ballpark for the final time this week and this season. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey with you for the Woodpeckers postgame show. Tonight, the Woodpeckers led big, they trailed, and they pulled out a late comeback. For those that weren't with us from the beginning, missed out on an early rally for Fayetteville. They jumped in front 6-0 in the very first inning against the debuting right-hander Ricardo Brizuela. 7 hits in that first inning, which included a 2-run home run from Chase Jaworski. RBI singles out of Will Bush and Xavier Casarella, along with Alberto Hernandez, as 10 men stepped to the plate. A wild pitch brought a run home as well, and Fayetteville led big. You didn't think it'd be a game tonight where they had to ultimately come back, but Kannapolis was defiant. 3 runs of their own in the bottom of the first against Jackson Nezu. They got 2 more on a George Wolko 2-run home run in the fourth against Nezu. He drove in 4 today. Wolko continued his fantastic series at the plate. Nezu departed after 5 innings. He struck out 9, and it wasn't until the bottom of the eighth that Kannapolis struck again. It was against Emilcar Chirinos, who allowed 4 runs as Kannapolis went in front. There was also a moment, should mention, in the fifth where Alejandro Nunez grounded a ball just to the outside of the first base bag. It was ruled a fair ball. Pat Leland, the Kannapolis manager, got tossed from the game. It gave the Woodpeckers 2 incredibly valuable runs tonight. Every run was important in this game. And down to their final 3 outs, the Woodpeckers found a way to storm back in the ninth inning. After Kannapolis scored 4, the Woodpeckers scored 3 on a sac fly from Ochoa, an RBI triple into the right center field gap from Kenny Gomez, and a sac fly from Alejandro Nunez. Emilcar Chirinos then, given the nod from his manager once again, went out for the bottom of the ninth inning, gave up a 1-out single, but closed it out with a fly out and a ground out to first to cap a comeback 11-9 victory. That's all that happened tonight, Colin, aside from that. that, it was a pretty mellow Saturday evening. All joking aside, this is a morale booster for the Woodpeckers and one of their best wins of the season. That was almost one of their biggest tragedies of the year as well.
Yeah, they have shown really great determination and just the will of this team to come back from unideal circumstances. You know, you take that 6-0 lead early on. Kannapolis with big three runs really in the first. That was the moment I think you and I knew that this game was not going to be over in the first inning. You knew the Ballers, this offense has been special all year long. They would hang tough. George Wolko was the story of the first half of this ball game. Basically single-handedly dragged them back into the ball game. Caught the break with the ground ball down the right field line, but you know, it all came down to execution in the top of the ninth inning, knowing what your job was. Yamal Encarnacion knew his job was to get on base. He certainly did that. Chase Jaworski knew his job was to put the ball in play on the hit and run. He did that. Neomar Ochoa Jr. comes to the plate. You need a fly ball to tie the game? Yeah. Neomar Ochoa Jr. lifted it in the right center field gap, sack fly, tied the game. And then at that point, that's when you start going for the kill. And Kenny Gomez did that and then some. A guy who wasn't even in the lineup today drove one out into right center field, nearly missed a home run, but a triple run scores, and he came in just moments later. That was certainly enough for Amilcar Chirinos. I think that's the guy who probably feels the best right now, you know. Really tough eighth inning. We know he's a talented arm. Had a bad night on the mound, but he didn't let it define him. He got an opportunity, a second chance in the ninth, even allowed the tying run to come to the plate, but he got the big outs when it mattered the most. Just really great mental fortitude by the Woodpeckers. You only end up winning 2 out of 6 games in this series, but it is still a very wide-open South Division. You need every win you can get, and now you head on the road in a couple of days to North Augusta, trying to wrap up the pre-All-Star game portion of the schedule. You win that series, you're feeling really good going into that Charleston series on the other side of the All-Star break.
Yeah, you really are. It's a happy bus ride and a happy couple of off days for the Woodpeckers, who get a break on Sunday and Monday before the trip to South Carolina, North Augusta, South Carolina begins on Tuesday night. Final line scores from this one: Fayetteville 11 runs, 13 hits, and 2 errors. Kannapolis 9 runs on 12 hits and no errors. 2 hours and 42 minutes, the final time of game. 2,667 in attendance tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. The win goes to Amilcar Chirinos after he gave up those 4 runs in the 8th and did suffer a blown save. He does get the win to go to 5-2. And for the Cannonballers, Jesus Mendez gives up those 3 in the 9th. He suffers the loss and goes to 2-2. On this season. So we turn the page and go into the off day. The Woodpeckers will be back in action on Tuesday night. I'll have that series solo for you in Augusta, and the Woodpeckers make their return to SRP Park for the first time since the 2022 season. First pitch at 7:05 on Tuesday night in Augusta, and our pregame show will begin 10 minutes prior at 6:55 p.m. on the Woodpeckers Radio Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB app. Final line totals for one final time in this one. Fayetteville, 11 runs on 13 hits, 2 errors. Kannapolis, 9 runs on 12 hits and no errors. The Woodpeckers improved to 36-45 overall. Go to 7-8 in the second half. The Cannonballers fall to 7-8 in the second half and go to 48-33 in the regular season. A big thanks to all of our listeners throughout these last few days. And once again, hope you had a safe and fun 4th of July weekend. You still have a day of it remaining tomorrow, but thanks so much for making us a part of your 4th of July plans, Independence Day plans, and if you came out to Segra Stadium for the first 3 games of this series, we thank you for your support of Woodpeckers baseball as well. Colin will be back with us, for the Charleston series at home on July 19th, I believe, when the Woodpeckers host the Charleston River Dogs July 19th. And, Colin, wish you a very safe trip back up to see some family during the All-Star break in Massachusetts. We'll see you soon.
I'm already looking forward, though, to that series on the other side of the All-Star break. And all the Woodpeckers can ask for right now is just win a series in Augusta. They already took 4 out of 6 from the Green Jackets the last time they met.
Yep.
Win another series, and you go into the All-Star break feeling really good about your chances in the South Division.
That will do it for our coverage on the road in Kannapolis. Final game inside of these confines in 2024. Woodpeckers and Ballers will meet once again later on in August for the final 6 games of the head-to-head series. Final score, Fayetteville 11, Kannapolis 9. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Good night from K-Town, and we will talk to you on the air Tuesday night from South Carolina.
been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.